I am lunaticradio.com.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am
Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
And I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson.
And I am not Tiger Woods.
But I am LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
It's hard to understand why people want to listen to this.
Why do you people find this show enjoyable?
Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com.
Go away!
You notice that there's always something wrong with us every week?
By the way, Josh, we need some color from you today.
Ooh. Color? You know what? Die.
If I misspeak, it's because Rocket's really loud.
Pardon me! I'm speaking!
Wow.
Fuck. I got excited. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I think there's some moments of drama and intrigue, but overall, I don't give a shit.
It all sucks! This show stinks! Internet radio should die!
This is Lunatic Radio.
Hello? Oh, Josh just took off his headphones. Oh, wait, he's done with the show already. 2009, goodbye. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the year 2009, the future. Our first show in the new year, Tier Rock, Josh Gogan broadcasting live from New York. We're back.
97X, bam, the future of rock and roll.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666.
5666.
Word them up, everybody. It is good to be back. In front of the microphones, I wouldn't say it's good to be back in New York, but it's good to be back on the radio show. Got a nice little week in sunny Arizona, and now there's more things clicking in my headphones. I don't know what that was. Hi, Josh. Hi, Rock. How are you guys
been?
I haven't seen you both in 2 weeks. I haven't seen Josh in like a month. And he's got a big beard.
Yeah, he's growing his little, he's growing the Perillo pad.
Grizzly Gogan is back.
Grizzly Gogan! Oh, we need the bear sound.
Stop. Hi, everybody. So, what's going on?
Hey, you know what I just, you know what someone in the chat room just told us? It's the 11th. It's January 11th. There's your 11.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Way to open up the new year on my favorite number. And the Giants lost. I'm hearing
what
something.
What is going on?
It's like, asteroids.
What is
video
that?
Game. Are you nudging the thing?
I'm not touching the thing.
Stop touching things, Kieran.
I hear like somebody playing Donkey Kong in my headphones. What is that?
I don't know.
So how you guys been?
Good.
I don't know.
Doing good.
We haven't seen each other.
Yeah,
it's weird. Usually we talk and mingle, or at least on the phone or something. And I haven't seen you guys in a week and a half, at least with Rock.
Yeah, not much. Not much has changed. You were away. We were able to relax.
Yeah, you guys get married.
Yeah.
Oh, you're already married. Did you get married while I was away, Rock?
I didn't get married.
No?
No.
I do hear something.
Yeah, I know. What's going on?
It's really annoying me. Do you hear it in your
subsonic
headphones?
Well, in all fairness, it is 2009.
Right, so now we have to have all these digital sounds like, you know.
Right, the future. In the year 2009.
We should get a theremin in studio.
In the year 2009. I still won't get laid.
Oh,
now the heater's going to go.
The heater's going. Wow, this is a bad way to start the year.
Turn your sets off now, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show, starting off the new year with a bomb.
I think it's breaking down in here.
I think the radiator wants to be woken up.
This thing.
It's clanging.
I'm not comfortable.
Like it's beating its wife.
My back is to it. I'm not comfortable with that. It's going to. Give shrapnel
if you've been listening,
in my spine.
Stop listening now. No, it's okay now.
It's turning off now?
Yes. Hi, doing radio, internet.
Yeah, so we're back on the air. Took a week off.
Radiator's the fourth seat. It is.
You know, we should have let the radiator go. Maybe we could have made the demo.
We need some color from your radiator.
We need some color from you, Mr. Radiator.
Could you ping maybe a little bit?
We'll go into our interview at the big network there and bring the radiator with us. This thing is essential to the show, let me tell you. Its clanging is perfect.
Gives it that basement feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're honestly really starting off the new year great. Rock's checking his text messages.
I was about to say.
Radiator's going off.
Screw the show. I got messages.
I got
text.
Here like 3 minutes before we're supposed to go on the air. Josh has got a long. Josh has got a long beard.
Yeah, I was here early. Me, I discovered that when you're not around, me and Rocket get along.
Yeah, we had fun.
We had fun together.
We were chit-chatting.
That means I should be around all the time now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here early.
There was no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
Right.
It was just chatting, listening to some tunes, and browsing some websites.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Matt, we managed to fill some 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That.
Looking at the web?
Looking at the web and listening to music.
Usually people can fill 40 minutes of their day looking at the web.
Yeah,
but we filled airtime doing it, too. So, for all those kids out there.
Oh, radio air.
No, not air.
I was like, well,
physical air. Filled airtime.
Yeah. So what has gone on? I don't know. I've been out of the loop. I've been out of the loop.
Giants lost.
They did.
Fuck them.
Go Cards.
Go Cards.
Yeah, but the Eagles...
Hey.
Oh, you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
No, but it's close to where I live, so might as well be.
All right, go.
But then again, it's just as far as the Giants are, so...
I hate the Eagles. I honestly just I can't stand watching any team play in the city of Philadelphia.
Man, you went country for a half a second.
I hate what?
You were like, I just can't stand...
Oh, jeez.
I can't stand watching the Eagles. I hope they die a horrible death in Arizona when they go out and face the Cards!
Go Cards! Go Cards!
I'm all over the Cardinals bandwagon because here's a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl ever.
They have no idea. They have no idea what it's like to play in January.
This is their first trip to the playoffs since like 1944, and they played in like Guam in 1944. They weren't even in the United States.
Was it Guam?
Yeah, it was Guam.
Guam.
It's just south of South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I'm saying, but. Go Cards. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
The Giants took a big fucking dump today.
They sucked a dick.
Literally. Their season came to an end because Plaxico Burress decided to take a gun out to a club
right.
in the city where it's completely illegal and he shot himself in the leg like a dope. That sums up the Giants' season right there.
Yep,
they really
exactly.
lost confidence in themselves because they didn't have a gangbanger with speed playing wide receiver.
A gangbanger?
He's a gangbanger because he carries a gun and shoots himself.
Oh, that kind of gangbanger.
He's not very good at the gangbanging, but nonetheless, he is a gangbanger.
Right.
The Golden Globes are tonight.
Oh!
This is when Hollywood goes out and kisses their own ass.
Right, and they have dinner.
It's always fun. Everybody gets drunk, and the TV people and the movie people come together, and they all give each other a fucking prize.
But this is
who are you pulling for?
I don't know. I really want to go through the categories because I figured we could probably predict the winners of at least the best picture and best actor based on who's in the categories.
Okay.
Josh, don't laugh at the Golden Globes. This is a chance.
When did I laugh?
You guffawed. You just guffawed. This is a chance.
Did he just use an Italian word?
Yeah.
A guffawed.
Hey, what is this? The Wise Guy Show?
This is when the celebrities of Hollywood could get together and have dinner together and not just have an award ceremony.
Yeah, we all can watch them fucking eat caviar. Fuck them. Fuck them all in their asses.
Yeah, that's where they eat.
Wow.
There's big bowls of caviar by the spoon. That's what they're eating.
They get like bowls of like monkey brains just see if they would like to eat them. Rare monkey brains that cost like, you know, 10 grand a piece. I'll take a little in the middle. Just toss it.
They're just spooning it into Frito scoops.
What are those chocolate-covered panda paws? Delish!
Mm.
I'll just take a little nibble of it.
Yeah, so the Golden Globes are today, and I guess we'll go over that because we're not going to talk NFL football. I was hoping the Giants would win, and I could sit here and gloat for 40 minutes.
There goes the ratings for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Who's in the AFC? Who's playing in the AFC?
It's San Diego versus the Steelers tonight.
Yeah, and who won yesterday?
Hey, go Steelers!
The fucking Ravens.
The Ravens won?
So you have a look at a Ravens-Cardinals Super Bowl.
Juggernaut of NFL markets are Philadelphia, the Ravens, Baltimore, and Arizona. Oh, and I hope Pittsburgh wins because that's a dominant market.
If the Steelers win, though, then I got it covered. I got a couple jerseys in my closet.
Hey, look at this guy.
Holy crap, the Super Bowl is going to look like it's going to be played on the Oxygen Network.
Oxygen?
No one's going to want to watch it. That's what I'm saying. Come on, I'm trying to, my brain's working faster than my mouth. Happens.
The Oxygen.
Oxygen Network.
I saw it spelled out in my head, but...
Oxygen.
In my brain, it looked like Einstein came out like Bidberg, right?
You know, if you really, if you look at oxygen, it is oxygen.
Eh, whatever.
Oxygen.
I fucked it up, all right?
No, you did it. No, you know what? You're not really wrong. Oxygen.
It's just been so long, it's all pent up.
Yeah.
Right.
So did you have fun on your little vacay?
Yeah, tell us about your vacation.
Actually, I don't want to hear about it. I figured we'd fill 5 minutes.
It was good. And I actually, I tried my hardest not to come home.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, but I had an obligation and I couldn't get out of it.
Did you have any?
Because I couldn't contact anybody. I actually have to pick up my boss from the airport on the 14th. And unfortunately, he's out of country, so I can't get a hold of him.
So wait a minute. We would have got a, Josh would have been 3/4 of the way here, and we would have got a phone call?
No, I would have called you if I could have set up something to stay.
So would there have been some interesting... Will there be interesting stories afterward to talk about?
Afterward what?
After the show?
No, what, like...
Were there any rendezvous?
No,
or
rendezvous.
Hookups or...
No hookups.
Wow, this has to be your most boring trip to Arizona ever.
He sat there and played golf, and he sat around.
I played golf, and yeah, that's about it. Yeah? Listen to country music.
What?
That's pretty much all I did.
Country?
Yeah, country music. For some reason, my brother and my father love country music, so every time I got in either one of their cars to go somewhere, country music was playing, and it fit. Because you're sitting there in Arizona and you're looking at mountains. You feel like you should listen to some country music and not like Eminem or something.
Yeah, but you're not riding horses.
No, but you're in the desert and the sun's going down. You got the nice sunset going. You feel like some country music should be played.
Okay.
I actually kind of dig country music a lot. I started to dig it because the thing about country music is that it's simple. They sing about simple things. It's depressing. And every once in a while, it's ridiculously patriotic. Like, just too patriotic. Just like, all right, America isn't that great. Toby Keith, shut up. You big fat fucker.
Oh, hey.
It ain't that great.
He'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Here you some bitch.
I love that line, too, because it comes out of, like, it just poof out of nowhere.
Yeah, we'll put a boot in your ass.
We put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Like, it doesn't even make sense with the song. Yeah. I just figured he'd throw it in.
Pow!
Because the song's hitting a lull and the crowd's not into it.
Yeah, I know.
Let's say something patriotic here. Yeah, so I listened to country music, played a lot of golf. I guess I'll talk about it. I got to think of some things. Obviously, Kev and I, my fat brother, Fat Kev, we call him on the radio show, loves to speak in third person. Got a ton of drunk calls from Fat Kev because we always, every time we get together, me and my brother, we have at least one night of nonsense. And we had one night of complete and utter nonsense on this vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it started out as just a regular day of going to play some golf and having fun. We were hanging out with our old buddy from the show, Burt Baccaroni.
Nice.
And around the 16th hole, Kev and Burt started slugging beers. And as soon as they started drinking beers, I knew we were in for a long night. Which actually really wasn't a long night. We were all done by like 12 o'clock midnight. But we have a bunch of drunk calls from Kev that night.
Fat Kev likes the drunk call, dude.
And apparently, not only does my brother like the Coors Lights, here's another one for the people to take and run with. He loves the cafe lattes.
What?
Yes.
What's happening to Fat Kev? Country music and cafe lattes?
He loves fucking cafe lattes. He's addicted to them. Every night, he wanted to go out and go, cafe latte. He wanted to go get a fucking cafe latte, like it was his baba, you know what I mean? And one day I was playing golf with him when he bet me, coffee and a cafe latte. I ended up losing, but I told him I'm not going to order your faggy fucking drink from the goddamn Starbucks cafe latte.
He loves his lattes.
Fat Kev wants his cafe latte.
Soy milk only, dude.
Yeah, we got together one night, got hammered, completely trashed. Burt Baccaroni. We were watching like the Earth Network on HD. This is what 30-year-olds do when they get hammered. They watch the Earth Network on HD, and we got smashed. And we ended up calling everybody we know, other than you. I think we called Josh.
Yeah, you called me.
Did you get it? We called Rock.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick up. I knew not to pick up.
Must have called about 90 people.
You even called Jen.
Called Jen?
Yeah, fucking TPS Jen, because we spoke the next day. And she's like, you got a call from Kieran?
I was drinking beers bigger than my head. We were at some sports bar in North Scottsdale watching the playoff games, NFL playoff games. And I picked up a glass. All I know is that Burt Baccaroni ordered me a glass of beer. And I picked it up and put it like in front of my face. And it was bigger than my head. And I had two of those.
Man.
So we had a good night. But it was, you know, safe. We weren't like idiots. And that's about it. All right, turn your sets off here. We'll see you next week.
Got through everything pretty quickly.
Yeah. So I guess a lot to do on a radio program. We got to get back into the swing of things. We haven't been on the radio in 2 weeks, so
yeah,
it's a little weird. How was your New Year's? New Year's happened, right?
Yeah, that happened. New Year's was very good. Enjoyed it. Hung out with Club Jelly. Had a bunch of people there.
Club Jelly's got a great apartment, too. Oh,
man, we had a direct view of Midtown. You know, Times Square, so he saw the fireworks from his place, from his windows. So
yeah, from his awesome. Like kitchen and living room window. You can see the skyline of New York. It's fucking beautiful.
Very romantic. No, I had a nice time. Very nice time. Good food.
Did you have a lot of people?
Yeah, it was like 10, 12 of us.
Was it like a romantic party, or was it like
a mixed crowd.
A beer blast.
It was a mixed crowd. Yeah, it was a mixed crowd.
Mixed crowd. It's nice.
We still had beer, and we had some champagne. I brought Prosecco, sparkling wine, because I wanted to try Prosecco. What? What's wrong? It's a little bit sweeter.
I just like you, Rock.
We love you, Rock. We do. We love you. You're just falling into a pit of gayness.
And that's coming
from you go. We'll support you.
That's coming from the guy who's getting into country.
Yeah, I love country music now. Big old pile of shift work.
Although that's the antithesis of gay, I think.
It's country music?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I can't comprehend country music.
Yeah, I don't picture...
This kid's talking about sparkling wine, and you're calling me gay for listening to country music?
Sorry. Hold on. Fucking Neanderthal brain. Champagne is only in France. That's really technically the only champagne.
Champagne?
Good.
I think
good boy.
We need dictionary antithesis.
Oh, the antithesis. Careful.
Yeah.
Lunatic Radio 09, antithesis.
Yeah, no big words in 09.
I said it was the antithesis of gay. I didn't say it was gay.
How was your non-gay figure out these words?
It was all right. We went to the bowling alley. It was me and me, the wife, and my brother, and his friends, who are all cops. Went to the bowling alley. We went out. Well, we went to a steak restaurant first. And the steaks were horrible.
Where'd you eat them? What were you, North Carolina?
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah. Like, I ordered mine medium rare, and I'm starting to eat it, and it doesn't look right. And I look at, you know, my friends, and his looks like the one that I wanted, so we switched. Mm. And then halfway through, the one I gave him looks like the one I wanted.
Yeah.
And so it was just a shitty place. Like, nobody's steaks were cooked even. Like, you had, like, rare sections and well-done sections of your food. And then we went to the bowling alley with his friends, who were all cops, and they got hammered. And
what else is there to do at a bowling alley?
And one of them was fairly high up in the police department, and it was just really weird being around these cops, and they're drunk, and they're, you know, air guitaring right next to the band, and
there's a band playing.
Going, dude, should I knock the hat off the guy in the wheelchair? Should I go take his hat?
Just start fights for no reason.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine being there and seeing that, and then getting pulled over by one of these guys a couple days later. Going, you know, do you know how fast you were going? Weren't you the guy that kicked the hat off the guy in a wheelchair at the bowling alley on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
License and registration, please.
Yeah, that was the other day. This is a new day.
Yeah, sir. I'm sober now, so give me your damn information.
Oh, man. So there was a band playing at the bowling alley.
Yeah, this bowling alley is like all...
The cliche bowling alley.
Yeah, this bowling alley is the first bowling alley in that area. Mm. I mean, there's some, but they're all a half hour away.
They're really behind the time.
Yeah, well, this is like a tourist community. You know, the beach is right there.
They have a roller rink, too?
No.
But no.
The beach is right there, and then they've got this place where, they, you know, you got putt-putt and driving range and all this stuff, and son of these people wanted to put a bowling alley. So
wait until they find out about the new sport, roller derby.
Oh,
unbelievable sport.
Oh. So, yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, did you do cow tipping, too, afterwards?
No, there was no cows.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Kieran.
That's why the show. This is why this show's so great. Rock goes to the city and mings with the upper class. Josh goes to the fucking wherever he goes.
And Kieran goes to the desert.
And I go to the desert and do peyote and fucking talk to coyotes.
Perfect. We should
show for radio.
You know what? We should make that a trip.
I want to go back to Arizona.
We should make that a trip.
Rock, I actually spent New Year's Eve in the place where you went by yourself.
Yeah, because
there was this bar that Rock went when he came out with me, and we dropped him off there. Well, I went there once with him, and it was him and I there, and we dropped him off again, and it was just Rock there. But it wasn't a hip-hopping bar, I guess, but we went there, and there was actually people there, and we played some pool, and Kevin and I got fucking hammered, and that was it.
Well, you know, the reason why I went there on my own...
The bartender was hot.
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's because I'm on vacation. I do not take many vacations, and I don't get many opportunities to go on an extended vacation, in this case, 5 days. So I wanted to make sure every fucking night I was out in Arizona, I wanted to go out. And Kieran's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I just didn't want to...
At you didn't
that
want
time,
to go out.
I didn't want that to is such go, a, I didn't want to fly home with a hangover.
You guys.
Me? What did I do?
You guys, you should live together. You seriously should.
I wanted to go out. I'm on vacation.
Just the way you interact. You know, I'm tired, dude. He's the guy. I'm tired. I got to get up in the morning. What, you don't understand? I got to get. You're like, I want to go out. Why can't we go out and have a good time? We're on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Been gone for a week and a half, did not once think about my wife. As I'm pointing the right.
Really?
Shut the off.
Did you do a radio show with
no,
another?
It's not fair. I'm sorry, Jack. It's not fair. I'm on fucking vacation.
I know you
want every
to go.
Goddamn night. I want to go out.
Well, we were just actually at that moment when you were out there with us with me on vacation, and we were coming back and we dropped you off at that bar. We were coming from another bar.
It doesn't matter.
It's my vacation too, you know.
That's right. And sympathy moment for me. I walk back in the fucking pitch black for that fucking golf course. I thought I was gonna get raped by a bear in Arizona. There are no bears. I still thought I was going to get raped by a bear.
You are like a couple blocks from the bad part of Mesa, Arizona, dude. I didn't tell you that.
Fuck. Dude, it was... Anyone, walk through a golf course with no lights. Like, just walk... Like,
yeah.
It is... You barely see in front of you.
It would have been funny for Rocket to get raped by a coyote on a golf course.
No, not funny. No ha-ha level to that. No yeah. ha-ha. No ha-ha. So anyway, yeah. So that's how... I don't think we ever mentioned that part of when I went out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time there.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll talk about the Golden Globes. We'll talk about some other shit. The CES was over the vacation.
Oh, man.
And did you? I was watching the Today Show when I was out in Arizona.
Really?
And there's one product that actually could put, it's interesting for the people that do the internet radio.
Uh-oh.
There's a product out there that might be interesting for internet radio.
Too bad people don't have the money to buy it.
Was it the ShamWow?
Not right here. The ShamWow. I hate that fucker that does that commercial. He does another one for like a chopping fucking...
No!
Yeah, like chop onions. You could dice them and throw them away.
Stay with me, camera guy, as I fucking still edit the video as I fucking roll up this fucking chamois that you can buy anywhere.
Take a ShamWow and go stick it in your ass.
You can't just buy it anywhere. The ShamWow, you can only order it at
that time.
That's
right. They make you, they make you aware. Do not accept imitators.
You know what I love? You ever hear those commercials where... on the radio where it's like, you know, I forget what the thing is that they're trying to do, but it's like all, so if your last name begins with A through K, call today. If you're, you know.
No, I never. Yeah.
And then the ridiculous. next day they play the exact same commercial. So if your name begins with A through K, you know, call right now. Tomorrow is for L through N.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
ShamWow.
So wait, it wasn't the ShamWow?
I don't even know. I lost
the internet. Your internet. The internet.
Oh no! Yeah, no, it's not the ShamWow, but it is pretty interesting. I might have to look it up, but it is. I know what it does. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, regroup, figure out what the hell we're gonna do this year on the radio show. Back right after this.
Tiny bubble. Hey, this is Abson. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting in a hot tub full of bubbles, and fucking awesome. Go fuck yourself.
It's lunaticradio.com. Make me feel fine.
Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
It's lunaticradio.com.
If you ever thought about tying the knot, do not. But do tune in to Rory and Lauren Unholy Matrimony. It'll give you every reason not to get married or at least slap your spouse in the face.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast player. The UBroadcast player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Yeah. Bush, everybody. Hello, welcome back to the lunaticradio.com show in the year 2009. Just getting situated here. It's Kia Rock, Josh Gogan. Back in front of the microphone.
Kieran, your motivation's leaving early. What are you going to do?
Ash from Seattle is leaving. She's got to go babysit. Bye, Ash.
Somehow figure out.
Colin sick.
I wish she lived near me. We need a babysitter.
You need to babysit her?
No, we need a babysitter.
No, you need to babysit her.
I understand how you're saying you need a babysitter. You need to babysit her.
We need one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to babysit her.
Just making sure. I understood that right.
She looks responsible.
I'd love to know who she babysits.
And looks like she can keep a secret.
Like that. Imagine your babysitter looked like that.
No, that wouldn't fly.
Your wife would not go for that.
You're not home. Obviously, you're having a babysitter because you're not there, so what's the problem?
No.
Wait,
no,
I
wouldn't allow it.
Josh would just leave his pornos out. Would you do that if you had if I were married?
What? That would just be me leaving my laptop open.
If I were married and I say I'm married for like 25 years and I got a babysitter that looks like Ash from Seattle in our chat room babysitting my kids, I would take out all my pornos that I have stuffed in my closet and just scatter them over the living room just to maybe get a hint going in her head.
You're laying bait. Oh, there's the kid she's babysitting.
No, it's not. No, that's a roommate. That's got to be a roommate.
Oh, I thought that was the kid she's babysitting.
So that possibility of me coming home from work.
Wait, so you're like laying down some bait?
Yeah, laying down bait, maybe to get her in the mood, and I'm hoping that might increase the possibility that I'll come home from work and just open the front door, and all of a sudden, my babysitter's like,
"Holy crap!"
Self-jacking on the couch.
I wasn't even listening. I'm just looking in the chat room.
You say
I'm sorry.
Self-jacking?
Yeah, self-baiting. Maybe
she's a little boy.
I'm hoping if my babysitter looks like Ash and I knock on the door, or she hears the keys in the key thing, she yells, "Go away, Peyton!"
Because that's what you want to do.
That's Karen's night.
That's how it goes.
I can't imagine. Whoever she's going to babysit for, I can't imagine the wife is happy about her babysitting.
No.
I don't understand that logic. They're not there. What's the big deal?
God, I wish I had that when I was a kid, though.
But that kind of young hotness walking around the house, I don't know. I don't think my wife could go for that.
Ugh.
If I had a wife.
Can you imagine being a kid with her looking after you?
Oh, God. How old's the kid? Love to know. Is he around that like 11-year-old age, 12-year-old age?
Starting to get those sensations.
He's starting to have those sensations. Jesus Christ!
They're 12 and 8. 12 year? Oh, forget it.
12 and 8. Yeah, the 12-year-old's probably like going through his CDs, thinking, "All right, what song can I be listening to when she comes over? That's gonna make me look cool."
Ash is one webcam striptease away from being a porno star. Really, looking like she does. I'm just saying.
Wow.
The girl's got potential. all right, listen live, all right, people?
Because yeah.
You'll know what we're talking about if you listen live.
Help out!
The Golden Globes are tonight, and we're going to try to figure out who's going to win.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
I don't think anybody has seen the movies that are.
I haven't been really paying attention to the big movies. I mean, I've heard of some of these, but they don't like. Only one of them even rings a bell.
All right. Let's try to figure this out.
All right.
Best actor. Let's do that.
Best
one first.
Actor.
All right.
All right. Best performance by an actor.
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture.
Isn't that redundant?
No.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Revolutionary Road.
All right, Leonardo DiCaprio, Revolutionary Road. All right, he is a romantic film, right? He's playing
with
Kate Winslet from the Titanic movie, same chick. No, I don't think he's not going to win this one. Who's next?
Frank Langella? Langella?
Oh, I'm hungry.
Frost Nixon.
All right, this is like a guy playing a famous dude.
Yeah.
And he plays him very well.
Uh-huh.
Not famous enough to win. No, you're not going to win. Sorry.
Sean Penn Milk.
Sean Penn Milk. Now, you remember back in the day, Sean Penn played a retard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In I Am Sam.
Sam.
Now, in this one.
Hi.
This one, he's changing it up a bit. He's playing a
this
gay
is hard.
Guy.
That's hard. Have you tried that?
What, Sam?
Just, yeah.
Playing a retard.
Yeah.
No, I.
Just try it for half
I
a
do
second.
Do it naturally.
Yeah. I know natural. Yeah.
Somebody help me out with this.
Sean, I need a fucking
Sean
Penn
Oscar. Is playing a gay guy in this.
Is he?
Show.
Is that why it's called Milk? Because it's all over his back?
Yeah.
Oh.
The extended title's Milk the Cock.
Weird. Milk the Prostate? No.
Sean Penn playing a gay guy.
Anyway.
I don't think he pulls it off. I don't think he pulls it off.
No, he looks way too straight.
And I did hear from somebody that he has like an all-out kiss with somebody. I don't know. We saw that in Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, it's been done, you
It's been done.
Douche.
Kind of hacky. I doubt it. Go ahead.
All right.
Next?
Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Now, how can he not fucking vote for Brad Pitt?
What? What? That's ridiculous.
Well, he is Brad Pitt and all.
I heard it's a good movie.
And you're going to question me for mentioning Prosecco. And
you know, Brad Pitt is just one of them guys that you'll just, you know, ow. All right, who's next?
And the last one, and this will be my pick, Mickey Rourke for The Wrestler.
Wasn't he that old guy who made a lot of movies in the 50s and stuff?
No.
The 50s, the 80s.
Who's
yeah.
he?
He was 9 and a half weeks. He was Marv in Sin City.
Who am I thinking about?
You're thinking of Mickey Rooney?
Mm.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, Brad Pitt's not going to win because it's just another movie where all the chicks can go and watch Brad Pitt be good looking. That's pretty much what this fucking movie is. All right? We get
it. That look. That
yeah. Stop putting. He just makes pictures because he's a good looking guy.
Do you know the premise?
He's a good actor. But he was great in Fight Club.
Yeah. Yes, but do you understand the premise of this Benjamin Button thing?
As he
gets older, he gets younger.
Yeah. It's all fucked up. You know what I mean?
You know what, though? I like Brad Pitt and I like David Fincher. So I'm going to have to go see.
I think this is the year the Hollywood Foreign Press will honor Mickey Rourke for his past accomplishments.
Yeah.
In getting bombed and hammered. In Hollywood clubs.
Not only that, but they're saying, I mean, like, I haven't seen the movie yet, but, you know, everybody who's seen it this told me, like, he's amazing in it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where his performance is good, the movie doesn't live up to his performance.
Right. Is it?
Type of thing. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
I heard that he was just really phenomenal.
Well, I mean,
I think they're going to give it to Mickey Rourke because he's a talent. He's like that John Daly of acting, like... He's that guy that's got a tremendous amount of talent, but always just fucks up because he's got addictions and shit.
Yeah.
And
I heard Marissa Tomei's naked in it, too. So.
What? So there's another reason.
She's like 50 now.
No, but Marissa Tomei.
She's dude.
Marissa Tomei.
Have you seen pictures of her recently? She looked hotter now than she did back when she did My Cousin Vinny.
See, there's Sean Penn looking gay. I just don't buy it. I don't buy him being gay. Fuck him.
You ever chew on a rubber band, Rocket?
All right.
Okay.
Was that an inside joke that I'm just not getting?
No.
Yeah, I'm not quite getting it either.
No, it's not.
It's for you, Josh. That's good. Bring out jokes that are just for you.
That's just how I teeth on Marissa Tomei's anus.
All right, like we're going with we're going with Mickey Rourke and the wrestler to win Best Actor tonight at the Gold Globes.
Yes,
go ahead.
Globbies.
What do you want next, sir?
We want the Best Picture. We can figure this out without even looking.
Best Picture drama or Best Picture comedy music and blah 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 blah.
Fagginess. No, we want Best Picture drama.
All right,
you
ready?
The drama on this radio show.
Number one, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Now that's the Brad Pitt fucking movie,
mm-hmm.
where he goes from being old to young or young to old,
which makes sense.
And he's dating that broad that no one likes.
Which how did he get born? Was he born an old man?
Yeah, we don't get it. We don't get it. You're just a good looking guy. Go back. Go make Fight Club 2. All right. Go ahead.
Frost Nixon.
Now, this is a movie about Richard Nixon.
Again, no idea. The Reader.
Who's, we don't know
it's
that.
It's not about you, though. I know that.
I read your blog. Okay. Go ahead.
Why does it work when I go after you? Only when I go after Rocket. That's when the magic happens. But if it's with you, you smack it down like it's...
Well,
you,
I've hit myself with all the same...
You swat it like a fly. I go like, oh, you douche, and you go... Cow. Nothing. Next.
Rock's a little sponge over there.
What do you got?
That's the next movie?
Man, that's why I call you sir. Revolutionary Road.
That's the fucking DiCaprio movie.
Is it?
Fuck him. No.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, I heard this was good.
I heard it's a good one.
I heard it's a good movie.
I like how all this is like, I heard...
Yeah, I have these people.
I heard it's good.
No, I have Ebert on the
No, this is how we. This is
we
how
talk.
We do it. This is, we don't.
Yeah,
we don't research. We just read titles and pick the winner based off the title.
Right.
Slumdog Millionaire. I might give that one a nod. All right. Who's next?
That was it.
Nod.
That was it. That was the.
That's it.
That's it. Such a short list.
That was it.
No Clint Eastwood in there.
No.
What was that called? Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Turismo.
I heard that was,
game.
I heard that was pretty good. Yeah. This is about an old guy telling people to get off his lawn. That's what I heard.
Gran Turismo. We can go through television if you like.
Ooh, I like TV.
All right, here's another thing I don't watch. Go ahead.
Let's see. Best, what do you want? Comedy or drama?
Sorry, comedy.
Comedy. All right. Best television series, musical or comedy? Which, you know,
musical
always
TV.
Lasts on television,
right?
Like, remember Cop Rock, how long that took?
Oh, yeah,
around?
Sure.
All right, number one, 30 Rock.
That's the one with the chick with the slice on her face.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What's next?
Number two, one of your favorites, Californication.
Oh, I'm going Californication! Let's go Sex Addicted, Dead to Company, baby.
Wow.
Number three, Entourage.
Entourage.
No.
It's kind of lost a little bit of its luster.
Entourage. Go ahead.
I love watching that show,
yep.
And it entertains the balls off
yep.
me, but Christ, they introduce a problem and solve it within 20 minutes every fucking episode.
And I really thought this season was going to be different.
Yeah,
I really did.
They,
I thought Ari was going to go I thought he was going to go take that job and stop being an agent.
The head of the studio.
Which would have been cool. I thought, because Vince and E had that huge blowout.
At season finale,
that would have been blowout. That would have been a perfect way to end it.
E and Vince had a huge blowout. E left Vince. They could have ended the season there, and everybody would have came back for the next season going, oh, what the fuck's going to go on? Yeah. But no! They fucking solved the problem within 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes of it happening. It's done.
Yeah. Vince is going off to make a movie with Scorsese.
Yeah.
Fuck this show!
It's too cushy.
Yeah, it is. It's too fucking... Everything happens just right. Let's make the viewers happy.
Bring back The Sopranos.
Absolutely.
The Office.
Hey, I like that show.
Yep. I like it.
That show. It's funny.
I like it.
And that's it?
And Weeds.
Oh, I heard about Weeds.
Yeah, that's a show on Showtime, I believe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I got to go with Californication. Is this based on the first or second season, though?
Whatever the current season is, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of the new season. First season of Californication was fucking balls.
I'm going with The Office. Office is too good.
I like The Office, but you know what? To me, they focus too much on the relationshipy stuff.
They
do.
People in the chat room are obviously our listeners are going with Weeds.
Yeah.
Of course, Emo is.
They're all going with Weeds.
Girl Ganja's got to go for Weeds. It's in the name.
Emo's waiting for Prozac,
that
the musical.
Stupid of me.
Prozac, the musical.
No, I like The Office, but it's one of those shows that I do watch every week, but. You know, it's just like so much relationshipy stuff. I just like the, I don't know, it's not awkward enough to me anymore.
Mm-hmm. 30 Rock's a solid show, though.
I haven't watched it. I saw the first episode, and I just can't get past that first episode. I didn't really like
it. Should we go with Best Actress in a Motion Picture or Drama?
In a Motion Picture or Drama?
Yeah, let's go with that. Fucking Sarah Jessica Parker.
All right, are you ready? You ready for this shit?
Yeah, all right. Here, hit it up.
All right.
Best Actress.
Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Anne Hathaway for Rachel Getting Married.
All right, we're just going to pick this one based on hotness.
Angelina Jolie for Changeling. And done.
No.
We're going by hotness.
Stop.
We're done with the hotness in this category?
Yeah.
So.
Well, because it just kind of goes downhill from here.
Angelina Jolie.
Who's next? Just give me the
name. Meryl Streep. For Doubt.
I might just call her Joey Street.
Kristen Scott Thomas.
Who?
I've loved you so long.
Is that the broad from, I don't even know.
Yeah. And Kate Winslet for Revolutionary Road.
No.
She's kind of hot.
Is hot.
No. Dude, Kate Winslet is kind of hot.
Hot, but next to Angelina Jolie?
You know what? I'd go with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, here's Kristen Scott Thomas. Eesh.
I know what they're hoping for, too.
Is her last name Cougar?
Nice. She looks like she's drunk and ready to go.
Let's go, baby.
Hey, big guy. You mind if I slip into something more comfortable?
Let's go, baby.
Is it Kristen Scott hanging labia?
Hey, if I show...
Hyphenated, Rock.
Let me show you my dildo, big guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I like them black and long, like my coffee.
She looks like she drinks a bottle of white Zinfandel fucking Monday through Friday.
How much you want to bet they're like the tabloid people are got their fingers crossed it's going to be Angelina wins Best Actress and Brad Pitt wins Best Actor.
Oh, wouldn't they love that? Yeah, fucking Ryan Seacrest would be jacking his
Because then it would be Brangelina wins gold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go with Anne Hathaway on that one, though.
Oh, yeah.
That girl looks like a porcelain doll. I love it.
Okay.
She's got that smooth, pale complexion. I dig it. Just based on... No acting talent here. I'm just basing it on hotness.
Well, that's the way Hollywood goes.
Meryl Streep, I don't know how she looked back in the day, but it ain't working in the year 2009. It's New Year. People. Any other categories we need to look at?
You know what?
There's, best comedy?
Whatever Judy Dench is in, and we already watched best comedy. For movies? For movies, you see?
Yeah, anything.
Let me look up the movies here real quick. And
I really want to see
how about best foreign language film, huh?
Oh!
Make us sound artsy?
All right, best foreign language.
Nah, fuck that. Let's do.
Wait, they have a documentary series in there. I love documentaries.
I don't think so. No documentary. All right, best motion picture, musical or comedy.
All right, here we go.
Which really bugs me, by the way. Why does it have to be musical or comedy?
Because they're like the shitty category. They just got
but comedy. At least put comedy in the same genre then as drama, because you could have a good comedic movie that has dramatic elements that says something.
You know what? The
fucking musical is bullshit.
The name of the category should be Best Comedy or What Faggots Like.
Actually, this category, I think, should be called What Faggots Like. all right, Best Motion Picture and What Faggots Like. Burn After Reading. Anybody?
The fuck is that?
Anybody?
Burn After Reading?
Anybody?
I did know something about that, but... All right, next one.
But then you lost it.
Happy Go Lucky.
Oh, that's that film with that guy.
Anyone?
Happy Go Lucky?
Anyone?
Sounds too fucking happy to me.
In the Bruges.
All right.
Bruges? Bruges? I don't know.
I love being ignorant to all this shit.
Ah.
Go ahead.
This one Rocket knows. Mamma Mia.
The winner goes to Joey Actor Guy.
What?
That wasn't funny.
You had tickets?
I didn't.
Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
I didn't.
That was like your thing, wasn't it?
Shut up.
You got the soundtrack? What?
I don't.
What is it?
Stop it.
You don't want people to know?
Stop it.
You have the soundtrack to Mamma
Mia. No, I don't. You're buying that bullshit.
You talked about sparkling fucking wine before.
And Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Your Vicky Cars, what? Yeah,
Vicky,
I'm going with that
Vicky
one.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
I'm going with that one because it's.
Sounds like a nice name.
Two hot broads to make it out.
Wait a minute.
Two hot girls in a cup.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture.
All right, go
picture.
Tom Cruise, Tropic Thunder.
Your boy.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was phenomenal. He was the boss. He did a great job.
Robert Downey Jr., Tropic Thunder.
Oh, he played a black guy. I don't know. He's
Ralph Fiennes, the Duchess.
Fuck Ralph Fiennes. Why is this guy nominated? He makes these boring-ass flicks.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Doubt.
He always wins things.
And who do you think? Who could possibly be the last
nomination? Heath Ledger!
For the Dark Knight.
He'd win because he's dead. Dead always wins.
And now accepting the reward for Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's urn.
Okay.
What, he wasn't cremated? Heath Ledger's cold dead hand.
No, Dustin Hoffman will probably want to take it for him.
The winner goes to Token Dead Guy.
No, what's his name?
Jack Nicholson should take it for him.
Kevin James will take it for him, and he'll advertise Mall Cop.
Hold on, next up on the LunaticRadio.com show, book reviews. We didn't read that shit either.
That's right, and you'll listen to
us. We should interview Heath Ledger at some point.
Yeah, I think we can get him. We just need a couple shovels. Oh, that would be good for a promo.
Yeah, that was good.
That's all we're after.
Yeah, Golden Globes, enjoy it tonight, faggots.
We're just after clips for promos later. We don't give a fuck about the show.
Hey, Big Fatty Oz got it. Fuck Heath Ledger. Jake Gyllenhaal did. Get it?
Wait a minute. I thought Gyllenhaal was the bottom in that movie.
Is Heath Ledger still dead in the chat room? That's great. I love that fucking... You still have that clip somewhere?
Yeah, I
do. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead?
I think Wolfhard. I've been tracking her.
Anything? Any other categories you guys might be interested in?
Is George Clooney nominated for anything? Because that guy's fascinating.
Well, Rory's here, so maybe we should ask him what we should talk about.
No, but Melissa George is.
I want to see that. What is this Slumdog Millionaire about?
It's about a millionaire?
Who's a slumdog?
Right.
Get out of here, really? How'd he pull that off? Is Will Smith in it?
Welcome to ERP.
He's just a guy that keeps it real. He doesn't front.
I saw that fucking I Am Legend fucking film. Holy shit, is that crap.
I was getting into it, and then it just kind of like stumbled at the end. It's like, oh, we got to finish the
film. You got to see the
Omega Man. You guys got to read the book or yourself.
No, you got to see the Omega Man with Charlton Heston.
The Mega Man?
Yeah. You know what Charlton Heston was? Charlton Heston was a guy who started movies that were great ideas.
Right.
But they didn't have the production value to make them good.
Oh.
So they're great to watch going, man, that's going to be great when they remake it. Like the Omega Man was the original version before I Am Legend, and it's just better. Like I thought the original Planet of the Apes was better than the Mark Wahlberg version.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And it wasn't like the makeup. I mean, like the makeup was better in the Mark Wahlberg and the blah blah blah. But like to me, the story was better. Like it was a better. I don't know.
I get that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, and it's like even King Kong. I think the original was better than the newer one.
Is there anybody out there that really is still buying that Marky Mark is a fucking movie star?
He's your boy.
Has he done anything?
He's got something coming up.
And one movie I watched not too long ago again was Oh no.
I got it.
Oh, this is great.
I'm a movie star.
This guy's a fucking movie star, asshole.
Yeah, I know.
This guy's making money for Planet of the Apes.
Idiocracy started in what? Early 90s.
91 to be exact.
Man, and this is on Rocket's iTunes.
I'm always prepared,
Look at
sir.
The cover of the album. Rocket's got the cover of the album on the monitor here.
Music for the people.
Are they hanging on a sob?
Rocket.
It's like a bunch of funky bunch people hanging on a sob.
I can picture Rocket dancing around his apartment shirtless listening
All
to
right,
this.
All right, would you stop?
Just like rubbing.
You know, I like the pre-show. We were nice.
Was this the video where he was curling cinder blocks?
Oh, yeah, that's right. This guy's making any fucking producer of the fucking Entourage, man.
That's why I didn't watch Entourage for the first two seasons.
But he was just producer, which means
I know, but I wanted nothing to do with this guy.
But you gotta understand, though, that a producer just basically gives money.
I don't care.
All right.
I wanted nothing to do with him.
You know what? I would love to interview one of the Funky Bunch.
That would be awesome.
I would love to interview one of the Funky Bunch.
Let's get the chick with the fucking knee pads. What was up with the early 90s where chicks had to wear knee pads?
Apparently. You know what was up with that.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, they were sucking Mark's dick.
Look, his license plate says MM on it.
Does it?
Actually, they're probably sucking his brother's dick at the time. His brother was bigger.
And why did every
not dick wise, but like celebrity wise?
Gotcha.
Every like bunch or dance group in the early 90s, there always had to be one guy with a cane.
So many people had like walking problems in the early 90s.
Like there was like a wave of 19-year-olds that had walking problems.
Well, he was going way out of his way to do the gangsta limp. Just gonna let that sit, you fucking goddamn it.
Yeah.
How tough they're trying to be.
Do you feel it, baby? I do too.
And what did the Funky Bunch really do?
Well, I'm supposed to believe that's that chick singing?
I think, I gotta imagine some of the guys steal TVs, the other girls just dance and suck cock.
I know they don't swim.
Is there a Spanish guy in there? I'm sure he most of them wants.
It has to be.
They got heavy jackets and shorts on.
Do you believe
this
guy?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is remarkable that this guy...
Remarky-markable.
Yeah, remarky-markable that this guy went from this to being a respected actor.
Yeah.
He's the guy that brings us on a rush.
Yeah. You know what? And I hate that he can never... He never has a good sense of humor. Never. You ever see him on, like, the Letterman or Leno?
Is he...
Horrible.
Is he still, he's not willing to talk about the Marky Mark days? Is he still like...
I don't know.
I know for a while he was.
But he's such a dickhead when he's on those shows. He's got no sense of humor at all.
For a while he would do interviews and would not want to talk about the Marky Mark days.
He probably doesn't
want to. You gotta be willing to poke fun at yourself a little bit.
Not only that, but that's what got you where you are. That's your first step.
And you were on Arsenio Hall. I remember watching Arsenio Hall, and the guy's a little white guy wearing an NBA jersey that was down to his ankles, singing about good vibrations.
That would be like 15 years from now, you not wanting to talk about this show.
Absolutely. And I'll be like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I gave up radio a long time ago, you little prick.
I'm not willing to talk about that stuff. Yeah, I mean, come on. Marky Mark.
Shitty shit.
Yeah. Him and Snow should go hang out.
Snow! I got Snow.
You got some Snow?
You know I do.
We know who Snow is.
I love Snow.
Do you know who Snow
Actually,
is?
I really like that song. And I still do, and I admit it. And fuck you if you think it's queer. All right, well, this part's queer, but...
Come on, you know it.
Hold on, stop it right here. Why is everything in early 90s have to be 5-0?
Well... Because that's what he hears in the black rap albums.
One asshole, one gangster got on his CD and goes 5-0. Now everybody does it.
Fucking assholes.
You know how much of an egotistical prick this guy is? I never realized. You know what the album was called?
What?
12 Inches of Snow.
Ah! 12 Inches of Douche.
Oh, nice comeback there, Kirk.
Thanks. Joke Book 101. Cop it.
Change the hook word to douche.
Yes.
Guaranteed win.
Guaranteed laughter.
Oh, you're poor.
We get it. We get it. We get it. This sucks. Yeah, enjoy the Golden Globes, you douches.
We played Snow. That's what we got. Wow, we are the kings of tangents.
Ah, Snow.
Radio career never.
Born in 1969, Darren O'Brien.
He was born in 69?
Yeah.
That's older than I thought.
39 now.
If not for nothing, if you guys don't stick around to hear the return of Fat Kev to the Drunkle Hotline.
Oh, dude, he is back with a vengeance.
Kev is back with a vengeance. He was, in the early days of his radio show, the king of the Drunkle Hotline. Then it was taken over by Ray Ray from Virginia, and maybe he went on to Two Stone Mike and Love Pony. But there are a couple Hall of Fame drunk callers out there, and Fat Kev is certainly one of them. And he does make a glorious return to the Drunkle Hotline this week. So we'll take a break.
Snow has a MySpace page.
Does he?
About time. Add him as a friend.
What's his status?
His status is...
I'm dropping my new demo, yo.
Doesn't have a status.
My career died 20 years ago.
But he is, if you want to check him
10
out,
years ago,
myspace.com/snowtheartist.
Oh, as compared to Snow the Weather.
He's got an Informer remix on there if you want it, yo.
This guy's competition is the weather. I hate rain. You ass. Your name is Snow because you're white and you rap. Douche.
Snow the Artist.
All right, back right after this.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio.
It's lunaticradio.com.
This is Bizza from the BJ Radio Show, and you're listening to the Cringe Humor Radio Network, streaming the best stand-up comedy on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It truly is comedy that questions your morality.
Oh, look, Paris Hilton. Oh, I met Paris Hilton. I got this show and I met her and I fucked her. Well, it wasn't her, I thought it was. I looked down, it was a dead fucking earthworm, but it was the same feeling. Because they're both shit-dwelling shit-dwellers that shouldn't dwell around my shit.
And if you enjoy the tremendous rotation of stand-up comedy, be sure to check out the schedule of live shows at cringehumorradio.com, including, but not limited to, the BJ Radio Show.
You're a freaking whore.
Salute,
you corporate whore. What a fucking tool.
Hi, my name's Kieran.
Hey, this is Rock.
And I'm Josh Gogan.
And we host the radio show. Listen, please. Lunaticradio.com.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. Faggots.
Hey, this is Misbehaving from Kansas. And I masturbate to lunaticradio.com. Woo! Together.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com. Someone take me far from me.
The audio
yeah.
This guy's got some pipes on, man. I saw him on the Henry Rollins show.
Yeah.
You know how Henry Rollins does those live performances?
Spoken word?
No, they have usually have like a musical guest or something, and they actually do it live. There's no takes or anything, you know. And he was great. I didn't think this guy really sounded great live, but man, did he really knocked it out of the park. He's got a great voice. Love the great voice. Lane Staley, another guy, fantastic. He's dead, though, fortunately.
Yeah. Maynard James Keenan.
Word up. James Keenan.
Yeah.
Rock, Josh Gogan, Kieran, broadcasting live from New York, lunaticradio.com show, everybody.
Shannon Hoon, another good voice.
Email us at show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk Hole Hotline, 206-202-LOON, that's 206-202-5666.
A quick thing, shout out to Rory Karp, Ride of Their Lives movie, going to be on Showtime soon. Got an excellent review in, I believe it's New York Times, I think it was.
What did?
His movie. That he directed.
What movie?
Ride of Their Lives. Pull out your cord.
He's done more than one movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, he actually has a legitimate career. And
yet he loves internet radio.
Right, yeah.
What is going on with Rory?
This Saturday, which would be the 18th? Yeah, the 8th. No, 17th.
Mm. Rory Carr from the Unholy Matrimony Show.
17th.
Is just, he needs some direction.
Yeah. He's a good director, but he likes to just duplicate internet radio. So if you want to hear our show again, check them out.
He has a fantastic career going. He has a lovely wife.
Yes, but he's doing documentaries. Let's not bring him that far into
a beautiful house, a lovely family. Yet he loves to do an internet radio show, and that is his focus.
Wow. It's insane.
When he's got all that.
I wish I had Rory's drive. I really do.
Oh, he's insanely driven.
I would
driven.
Get so much done.
He's insanely driven, Rory. It's the one thing that's good about him.
Insanely driven and not giving a shit what people think about him.
Absolutely not.
I really respect that about Rory. He does not care that everyone hates him.
Let's go around the board and just insult Rory. Go ahead, Rock.
Sweet.
He won't care. Go ahead. You can just throw shit at him. Go ahead.
Rory just said, I have drive. No kettlebells. Oh, look at that. He's making exercising jokes. Look at him doing exercise. I'm not going to pick on Rory.
It's not going to matter to him, though.
Yeah, I can't, though. He likes bugging me with his emails, though. I guess that's what I'll do.
Rory's a faggot. There you go. That's all I'm going to say. All right, everybody.
I'll tell you this about Rory. He's very shy with computers.
Shy really? With computers.
Like, he won't try anything.
So he's like, he's like hey,
every fucking move. It's like, I don't know, do I do this?
You want to go see a movie or something? Computer? I don't really want to. Just put the moves on the computer, Rory.
Just fucking do it, man.
Just touch it.
He won't fondle the keys?
Just fucking, you know, click that button.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny, though. This guy's got a good career, and he's doing this internet radio shit. He's wasting valuable times that he could be spending with his family and friends. Fucking, you know. Anything else, going on vacation, whatever.
He's an interesting character.
Yeah.
Instead, he's sitting there in his fucking, the back room of his house.
And it's not like he has, like, one of those good careers that's boring.
Right, exactly.
It's an exciting career.
Absolutely.
There he is, he's being creative.
He hung out with, what's his name for this
movie? Kevin Costner. Costner.
Wow.
He hung out with Costner.
Costner
for a whole
narrates
day.
This film.
Yeah.
Ride of Their Lives, January 17th.
He was hanging out with Kevin Costner, the guy from Bull Durham.
In case you didn't know who Kevin Costner was. Or Waterworld.
Waterworld.
So
fantastic film.
Maybe we can get Rory to break the news for his next project on this show.
What would it be?
I don't know. If he has another project in the works, maybe he could...
No, you know what it is, Josh? I know what Rory should do next.
What should Rory do next?
Rory has an excellent career in what he does. He's also, you know, he's doing this little internet radio thing on the side. I think in 2009... Rory becomes executive producer of Lunatic Radio and funds us.
Ah,
that would be great.
You know, fuck doing your little Unholy Matrimony show.
I bet
and dedicate your time, effort, and money into this radio show.
Be our producer, bitch.
I think not producer. Don't say producer.
I think Rory's got a script.
Executive producer.
Executive producer.
That's just the money guy.
Rory is sitting on a script. He's got a script that he's written, or that he's got an idea for a script that he's just sort of set aside for when he gets some more recognition with his movies and with his documentaries that he's gonna put out there. I think he's gonna have a little independent comedy movie or something that he's gonna be the next Kevin Smith.
Rory's asking Rock. I thought you were coming over to our show. Well, after day two, when I spoke to Lauren over the phone, she said she doesn't really want to do this. I figured that the longevity of your show is not going to be lasting that long. So
what?
I figured What? Did I say something?
What?
Is that a rocket rumor? What?
Did he say something?
All right, what are we going to talk about this break, guys?
This break? This is the break?
Got to talk about country music. I am fascinated with country music nowadays, everybody. Went out on my trip to Arizona. Turns out I needed to listen to the country music because that's all I had to at my disposal. Country music. I mean, when you're in Arizona, they got the mountains out there, desert.
Yeah.
You get out on those open roads out of town, ain't nothing but you and your thoughts. You know what I mean? And that sun going down over the West Hills, you're looking at those western mountains and the sun's going down. You want to listen to some fucking Toby Keith, baby. You want to pop it on.
Right.
You want to hear about simple stuff, depressing stuff. You want to hear about patriotic stuff. I don't know what's up with country music, but I did start digging it. And I got there's a couple songs out there. One's called Shift Work. We have to play this one.
Shift Work.
Can you guys Google that?
Oh, I would have done that during the break.
Let me look that up for you.
Well, you're looking at it.
Tell you what, I will put myself under the microphone. I have one country song in my iTunes.
I have none.
It's called Picking Wildflowers.
It doesn't go like something, the house next door to me.
No. I keep that one on an MP3 disc in my car.
You play that one only during the holidays.
This is the, let me turn my volume up.
Ooh. This is your only country?
Yes, it is.
It sucks. Who's this by?
It is by Keith Anderson.
On Camel Country 103.
My brother turned me on to it.
Down a six pack, a howl. Oh, it's all about simple shit.
We could do this.
Hold on. You gotta pause it at times. Here he goes. He mentions the truck he drives.
Yeah.
So you can relate to it. All the other guys that are listening can relate. Oh, he drives a Silverado. That's a good truck. I like this guy.
Yeah, but what I like about it is that picking wildflowers is a euphemism for fucking.
Ooh, I like that.
Interesting.
Go ahead. Continue. Don't you worry about your mama like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, what you say?
So we get that one.
Well, yeah. I dig that one.
It's kind of cool.
Simple songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They sing about simple things. Like for instance, a lot of some of the songs, the newer songs that are out there, are about like going to a bar.
Yeah.
You know, and hanging out, listening to some old country, like Alabama or something. It's, I don't know. It's such easy music.
Yeah.
They sing about things you can, everybody can.
Did you know that Darius Rucker's doing country now?
My shift here starts at.
That ain't it, Rock.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that it?
This is the intro to the video.
Oh, is this the shift work song?
Yeah, I got to introduce.
My shift here starts at 5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And usually ends about 2:30.
This song's great. Who sings this? Kenny Chesney?
Yeah.
Your boy.
Shift work.
I've been a waitress for 13 years.
If I could go anywhere in the world on vacation, I would like to go to Aruba.
I would love to go to
Hawaii.
What
was I listening to out
there? The last
time
I went on vacation, I went to Panama City.
107.9 Camel Country, KMLE, was blasting the shit out of this like every other song.
Is this it?
This is it.
All right, I like the video so far.
Yeah, hot chicks, not bad.
Hey, country music got some hot chicks.
Shift work, hard work, tired body, a blue collar shirt and a baseball cap. Union made.
Ah, see? Union reference.
He's hot, sweat drops.
Sexy song.
Clock. The door never locks and the noise never stops. Not all day.
Singing to the blue collar people.
7 to 3, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7.
I love this song.
What the fuck?
Now, what I don't get.
Great. Simple, right?
Now, what I don't get is people like to listen to these songs because, like, the artist relates to their shitty life.
Tough.
But, like, why do you want to be reminded in song of how much you hate yourself?
Yeah. People eat it up, though.
Going insane. She's mad at some lad.
What do you think, Rock? It's ridiculous. And they just have like fucking chicks just basically naked just to kind of give it a
oh, in the video.
Validity. The song itself, what do you think?
Sucks dick.
Thanks.
Working 7 to 3.
3 to 7.
11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shit.
See, it's a play on words. No one likes their jobs. Well, obviously, can't say shit in the song. It's a shift. Big old pile of shift work.
Ridiculous.
All right, you can cut it. I love country. See, that's the shit I was listening to out there, and I was digging it.
The shift? That's the kind of shift you were listening to out there?
Find out. Who's the other one? Find out who your friends are. I don't even know what that song's about.
You got me, sir.
There were some, on country say they play, like, Kid Rock. Apparently, Kid Rock's country now.
Yeah, Kid Rock, I think, wants to cover every genre possible.
What's he going to next? Classical?
Yeah.
Hey.
I think that, or he's going to move on to, like, real R&B.
Ugh, like, early 90s R&B? He's going to try to bring that back?
Yeah.
God.
Hey, you want to hear Toby Keith?
Yes.
I love this bar.
This guy, oh, yeah. What, this is not a patriotic song?
Wait. Let's do this one first, because this is the patriotic song.
All right, Toby Keith is famous for being patriotic. He's a little overboard with it. Go ahead, Toby Keith. Thank you. On lunaticradio.com.
Take it, DK.
Yeah.
DK.
This is the music video?
Yeah, of course it is.
They all have to have these
YouTube.
Stupid openings.
They're like rappers with their skits. It's goddamn...
Shark checking in. Kieran jumped me.
Yeah, fuck Wu-Tang. I'm out about Toby Keith now.
Oh, come on.
I'm just trying to be a father. Raise a daughter and a son.
Oh, God.
Be a lover to
But picture it, Rock. You're driving through the mountains out there. Sun's going down. You're all alone in your truck.
I'm all business.
You got your cowboy hat on.
Yeah, I'm
long day of work. Making that commute home.
Down to my booth.
Tell me this song isn't played in your truck.
It's still real to me, Dad.
I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures.
Oh, no. Here's the patriotic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm real good on the pressure. Being all that I can
this
be.
This is ridiculous.
I can't call in sick on Monday.
No, I know you can't because you're a soldier, right?
Yeah.
Got it. We get it, Toby. I think they get it, too.
I work in the holidays.
Oh, God.
You can bet that I stand ready.
By the way, God bless the soldiers.
Yeah, we love them. We love them.
Hey, I'm
not making light of that.
Yeah, stop it.
What?
Yeah,
I'm truly what? Is it a little too real to you, damn it?
I will always do my
Rock Henry Lee.
All right, fine,
no,
Rock.
Go ahead. No,
what do you want to listen to, Rock?
No, kill him with
what
it.
What does Rock want to listen to? I want to know. I want to know.
I have no idea when it comes to
I was
to
patriotic.
No, I don't.
Do you have the boot song?
It's just.
I love that line.
Play the boot song.
The boot song.
I bet people go to the concert just yelling that boot song.
Sing the boot line.
Oh, wait. Oh, it was Trace Adkins. That's the one.
Trace Adkins? Love these names, too. Travis Tritt.
Triple doodly.
How about a Toby Keith high maintenance woman?
Oh, yeah. What is that? She's breathing? Is that his high maintenance woman?
Oh, here we
She's
go.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is like. What the
Toby Keith high maintenance. I gotta. What is this about? Oh, this is a goof. No?
No, this is.
Jesus. Look here, more patriotic shit from Toby Keith. We get it. You like your country.
Got it. He's got these, like, elaborate videos. Oh, he's all happy. Oh, it's all fun.
Yeah, they always have to bring in the hot chicks for the country.
They do. They gotta like, it's like fucking rat. Looks like every video, every music video. I see you laying by the
poolside. Oh, what is everybody watching this video now? It keeps on rebooting or buffering.
Reboofering. I'm gonna try to like let
country
it
music
go a little bit back. Didn't like Bruce Springsteen make a living off of just talking about nonsense? Just I went down to the barber and I got myself a haircut.
Absolutely. And Toby Keith is literally doing the same thing.
You're also thinking of the God damn it!
What am I thinking about? Josh,
I think you're onto something there, Rock.
Get out of my head, Josh Gogan.
I think you're onto something there. Family
lean is kids and dog.
You're onto something there. Fucking Bruce did this crap way back when, and now all these like Kenny Chesney and Travis Tritt and all these motherfuckers are doing the same thing.
Because of
ripping off fucking Bruce, the boss.
Because of Rob got it right in the room. I took a train down a river called freedom.
Oh my God. That's it.
Rob wins. See?
We should really write a Toby Keith song and send
Rob,
it to him.
Caroline.
Guarantee he'll read it and go, I'm going to make this motherfucker. He probably has a song named River of Freedom.
Let's see if I get a little bit more out of this. High maintenance woman. I see you laying by the poolside every day. She ain't got a lot on. She ain't got a lot to say. She wouldn't look my way, but funny, what do you expect? I'm just a fix-it-up boy at the apartment. Oh, see, it's about the blue-collar guy. He's all about the blue-collar guy.
Can't get the hot chick. Is he singing about a stalker? She's my baby doll. She's my beauty queen. She's my movie star, best I ever seen. I ain't hooked it up yet, but I'm trying hard as I can. It's just a high maintenance woman. Don't want no maintenance.
So, you know what I'm getting from this, Kieran and Josh?
What's that?
Country music is the exact opposite to rap in that country music tries to relate to the everyday common guy,
right,
and every rapper tries to represent the high-end lifestyle that no one could ever get.
Exactly.
And yet they get the fucking millions of people into it.
Absolutely.
I think this one's the patriotic one I was thinking of, actually.
Who's this, Trace Atkins?
This one's Trace Atkins.
Love these names. Can we work in like a C name or
Joey Spittoon?
Yeah. His name starts.
And you were listening to this shit while you were on vacation.
Dude, it's that desert that it does it to you.
I ever thought that this is where I'd settle down.
See, come on, tell me. You know,
I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown.
Yeah.
They gave me this plot of land.
Plot of land.
Me and some other men.
Sing it, motherfucker.
For a job well done. There's a big white house. It's on a hill just up the road.
What is he, racist?
The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag.
Oh, and
told my mom and dad, we're proud of you, son.
Oh, he's a dead soldier. Oh.
And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property.
I hate songs.
I'm on sacred.
You know what? This brings me to a problem I have with country song. Is they want to fucking jerk tears out of your face.
Yeah.
There's one song about, what is it? Don't kill the girl or something like that, about some crazy guy who goes to, and like, this guy basically lets somebody kill him instead of this girl or whatever. It's fucking like, what is wrong with you that you're, that why do you want to just yank tears out of people? Why?
They're all emotional, patriotic, depressing, simple songs. That's what they are. But man, they get you.
God. You know what I want to do now? It's just I'm going to fucking look up that song.
Find out who your friends
Cousin
are.
Cousin Rob says the worst is Red, White, and Blue by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Is that?
Yeah, but that's old school.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
In the old country, you got to leave. You got to leave B because it was new back then. You know,
that's Southern rock, though. That's not really country.
No, no.
Leonard Skinner is not
really. That's Southern rock. That's a different thing, yeah. I think that's what Kid Rock's trying to do now. Kid Rock is trying to be the Southern rock guy.
Right.
Country's picking up on it, dude. They love that Kid Rock.
With my dog in the back of my pickup, we're gonna go down to General Store.
I tell you what, the new country guys out there in Nashville who are listening to Kid Rock and digging him now ain't going back to the late 90s and listening to what Kid did back then.
Ba with the bada ba.
Yeah. The Danga Dang Diggy.
Whatever the fuck.
What the fuck that name was. That fucking song was.
All right, fine.
What was that song about?
It was, I don't know.
It's about the Digga Dang Diggy song.
I gotta find that.
Dig Dab the Doogie in a Ump Jump the Boogie. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
I gotta bring this up. Nah, fuck you.
What are you doing, Josh?
I gotta bring the mood up a little bit for myself, because this is, the last song was depressing.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always
Toby Keith again.
Recognize when we see old glory flying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of men
there.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our
heads. Live!
Why? I'm just asking this. I'm not a soldier. I'll probably never be one. Right? But why do soldiers love this music? Because I've heard, I don't know, a couple Toby Keith songs in the last half hour. And I don't know. There's always a mention about dead soldiers in it.
It's because he gets it, man.
If I'm a soldier and I'm listening to that, I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't know. I don't really like this song.
I don't want to be reminded of that.
Because he's talking to me because I'm a soldier out here
fighting. I want a little This Is For The Soldiers.
And he's bringing up the fact that I might
drowning
die
pool. Can I have a little drowning pool, please? Because I want a little, yeah. You know.
You need a little bodies hit the floor.
Yeah. I want to kill somebody.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. To the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hail the Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Oh, here it comes.
And the Statue of Liberty started shaking a fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell,
Mother Freedom.
Sarcastic prick in the chat room, red, white, and...
Hold on, don't step on it.
Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. USA. USA. USA.
That lady's shaking her fist, goddammit.
Stop, for the love of God. Coming in from the shower. Oh, the red, white, and blue. Country music. There you go, people. It's good shit.
As if they didn't know already.
I don't know. Might become a fan.
No, stop it.
A little bit. I got to mix it in there. I mean, I'm listening to too much fucking Filter and Alice in Chains. And I need something different.
Break
now.
Up the monotony of the...
I've been going back to Frank Sinatra and fucking Billy Joel every once in a while. I throw in the Wu-Tang there. I need a little something else. Fucking Red, White, and Blue. I need some Toby Keith. I need some Travis Tritt. I need some Kenny, whatever the fuck his name is. I need some other shit.
You're a scary individual, sir.
I need some country
music. I need some Billy Ocean. Yes, Billy Ocean coming
no,
up in the chat room.
No. R&B music should fucking end. That shit should really shut it off? Like, guys like Usher and whoever the fuck else is out there, that shit should end. R. Kelly's career should end.
Oh.
Come on.
It's just amazing at the...
They've made albums about going to clubs.
Well, you know, that deserves at least 6 songs.
Yeah, 6, not a career.
I can't believe you went along with that. Maybe a song. In the club, with the bub, dub,
dub, dub, dubs. Whatever happened to that guy that made the thong to thong 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 song?
To the club,
oh,
dub,
is he turned gay?
What the fuck was that guy's name? He was just on VH1. Remember the Millennium?
The Millennium?
Yeah, the VH1 now does. You know they have the 80s and Remember the 90s. Now they have one from the past.
Remember Lincoln?
They do it from the past.
Who was the thong to thong?
Cisco. Thong 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 thong.
Cisco. That reminds me of Costco for some reason. I just think of Costco.
How about when America was discovered?
When Rocket said the name Cisco, I pictured a big warehouse with the name Cisco on it, and people were going in there to buy big goods.
Bit lots of thongs.
Bong, ta, thong, thong, thong.
Tom, ba, tong, kong, tongs.
What a douche. People love that song, though.
Hey, people love all kinds of shit.
Country music rules, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I wanna
play. You gotta give it a shot, Rock. I'll give hockey a shot if you give country music a shot.
Fuck that. I've tried country. It just stinks.
Have you? Have you really tried it?
Oh, no, not really.
See?
You put it on.
I dabbled.
You dabble in a little country.
It's like a lot of other genres. You got to find that right sort of.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of subgenres in country. You got to find the right one that you go like, all right, this ain't so bad. And then you kind of get into that. And then it's a gateway into other songs. And before you know it, you're out on your front porch, rocking in your chair, chewing on some straw.
Yeah, you don't have to go out there and bust out some Faith Hill or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the way I would go if I was going to go.
Who's that other guy that she's married to?
Joey Hill.
Joey Hill. You don't have to bust him out. You don't have to listen to Toby Keith, but you go find something you like. Garth Brooks. Start there.
Garth Brooks!
Well, you could start with his rock album, which was... a disaster, but it was... I forget the name of it, too.
What was the alter ego he had? Yeah, like Grace Jones or something?
Close.
He had an alter ego, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was it? That was Craig Gaines.
No, Gaines. Gaines. Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines. Who's Craig Gaines?
I don't know.
Is that the comedian? I think
he's a skater. Ice skater, isn't he?
Joey Gaines.
Joey Gaines. Thunder Rolls. Oh, play that. That's a good song.
What?
Thunder Rolls.
What is that?
What is this?
That's Garth Brooks.
Why are people helping you come up with songs?
Come on! Country music ain't that bad.
Thunder
How about Will Nelson? Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson's good.
See, the old stuff's good.
I'm trying to find it now. What is it called?
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on the moon of summer night.
Come on, little Garth.
Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere.
I used to love him when he got out on stage with one of those, like, like comforters and shirts.
Everything, like, it's all like how shitty stuff was. Maybe that's what it is.
Would you consider Johnny Cash country?
Every life's burning. Across town.
That was the old
song. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle.
Man,
she's not around.
Thunder Roll. I kind of dig it.
Weather.
I'm dropping the hammer.
He did have those awful shirts, though, he used to wear on stage. It's just, they're all different colors and shit. There wasn't a real pattern to them.
Mm. don't know. About as country as I get.
Oh, you know what song? Maybe I can find this.
Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi even country? Oh, no, not this song.
You kind of like this one.
All right, turn it up, Rock. I love this one.
The only reason is because it's from the... It was in that Young Guns 2, wasn't it?
Yeah. With Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
He played Billy the Kid, didn't he?
Estevez?
I think he did.
Yeah, I think so.
You take SAR, shove it up your ass. Oh, that's from Tombstone. That was a good movie.
You know what song I like?
It's all the same.
Oh, sorry. This one?
Yeah, well, this one's not bad.
I'll let an angel change.
Ooh.
Everything. This seems a wasted away.
She's going to carry out your bar. It's not really country.
Not really country, but it sounds like country.
You know what song I like that's kind of country?
What?
The Fabulous Thunderbirds, Tough Enough. It was in Gung Ho, Michael Keaton.
Ain't that tough enough? That one?
Yeah. You never heard of it, Kieran?
That's country.
Like just a cheesy 80s
no,
song.
No, it's not.
Nah, like my favorite country.
That's not country.
My favorite country-ish song was when Billy Idol did that Rock the Cradle of Love song. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, this is.
Jesus, what is this recorded off of?
What are you playing this off tape, Rock?
This is the Fabulous Thunderbirds with.
What is this? Hey, who is that?
Oh.
What did we turn into? What are we doing?
This is horrible.
No, it's not. It's good. Look,
by the way,
wearing a beret. That's how tough he is.
By the way, this is the master copy of this song sent to us by these assholes.
It's been digitally remastered.
Sent to us by the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
All right.
Your song stinks.
This is the master copy.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
Yeah, put a boot in your ass and travel down that river of freedom.
Freedom.
And the well, right and blue will be in the water. Everybody be happy about that good old US of A.
Beep, beep.
So when you cure those tail heads and you know that they're dead, you can
think back to your wife and kids on that farm in Kentucky and I don't know.
And crack open in Budweiser.
Drink a case of that fine stuff that you buy it for discount.
And then in South Park when they were making fun of that, or it's just like one chorus or one verse, but just 9/11, 9/11, 9/11.
All right, taking a break. Back right after this.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. It's f***ing crazy.
My brother is the typical classic drunk dude. He's like off the wall with this topic discussion. Ba-boom, like Ford Focus, angels, drunk, blowjobs, boobies, nipple size, everything.
$250.
Yeah, $250.
So here we go, one more for Kev, actually two more.
Two more, man.
Yo, bitches, what's up? It's fucking Fat Kev. Fat Kev loves fucking vagina. Huge fucking bad. Kev likes to play with his pee-pee. Kev likes vagina. But you know what? Kev got fucking lucky tonight. Kev got some fucking puss. A little bit of puss. Going on tonight. We're going to the jacuzzi. And we're going to call you all a bit, dude. Love it. Huge fucking vagina. Kev's going to fucking eat some puss tonight. Going to be a fucking good time. Huge fucking bitches. Me and Lee, they're fucking banging bitches. Huge fucking bitches. Yo, though,
That is like Ronnie's cock on the back of his cockle.
Here it goes, back to Ronnie's cock. My brother has a fascination with Ronnie's pulvic.
Oh, looking good. How about Tommy Gat? Tommy Gat's a big fucking cum sucker. You know why? You got to call Tommy Gat what he knows. That motherfucker can't call you anymore. You got to lie until he fucking calls the face. Homage. Homage. To Kevin McCann. Because Kevin McCann, you know what? Kevin McCann's a fucking son. He fucking treats that guy as a fucking... I'm God, get the fucking limit. Tommy Gat, you know what Tommy Gat is? A fucking good guy.
There he goes. All right, he's referencing Tommy Gatz. He just called him a fucking cocksucker, and now he's calling him a good guy within the span of 15 seconds.
Oh, man.
He's good looking, but you know what? He fucking loves Kev. He wants to make out with Kev. He wants to fucking hook up with Kev. That's what he is. Tommy Gatz, my boy. Love Tommy Gatz to death. Tommy Gatz, 92 pound out fastball. Very, very good. Y'all need to do some fucking major championships. Show me the White Sox.
Oh,
many guys did. You know what?
He's such a Neanderthal.
Good fucking guy, Ronnie B. That fucking Ronnie B.
Oh, it's back to me.
I like that Ronnie B. You know what, though? I'm going to get laid. I'm going to call you back. A little bit long the stream. Go, Yankees! Go!
Oh my God!
Kev referencing people from high school.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Kev again talking about Ronnie's package.
That ran the gamut of drunk calls. That was like there were so many topics in that like 5 minutes.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio. These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Everybody listening live in the chat room, thank you for chilling out with us today. I absolutely didn't think I was making it home yesterday. I landed in two snowstorms. Not
fun.
Wow. You ever landed in, taken a flight and landed in snowstorms?
No.
Oh, it's not fun.
I probably will in a couple weeks, though.
Not fun. I flew into Chicago and had to make a transfer to come to New York. So I went from Arizona to Chicago. And when we came down into Chicago, Midway Airport, I believe it was, it was fucking like a blizzard. And I'm looking at the city as you're coming down, you know, we're descending into the runway there. And I'm looking at the side streets in the city and not one of them is clear. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, shit. The fucking runway better be fucking clear. Mm. Luckily, I was waiting for this. As soon as that thing hit the ground... I was waiting for us to skid, and I was sitting next to the engine, so I was like, all right, it's over. As soon as that engine goes and hits the ground and explodes, it's over for me.
Yeah, I'm not like, a bad flyer, but shit like that, no thank you. No. Like, I understand, you know, that they have a good idea. I know that they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
For the most part, so I don't really worry about it, but in conditions like that, part of me is like, these fucking guys are crazy.
Yeah. And then when I boarded the plane to come to Long Island last night, I got on the aircraft, and it wasn't a packed jet. There was like fucking like six people on the damn thing. And I'm sitting there, and the pilot gets on and goes,
Yeah, look outside your window. Why is it country? He didn't say it in
Man, look out your window. He's we'll put like, a boot in your ass.
He's like, as your captain speaking, looks outside your window. See the weather outside here in Chicago? It's pretty much the same thing in New York. So what we're going to do is we're going to get over the airport and on Long Island, take a look at the runway, see if it's good enough to land. I'm like, can you just call somebody? Can you call somebody?
What the fuck if it wasn't? What would you do?
That's
turn
what
around?
I was saying. It's like, I started thinking. I was like, what are the airports? Is JFK, LaGuardia, or Newark? But that's, you know, 60 miles to the west where I'm supposed to land. Where are we going to go, Captain Guy, if the runway isn't clear? Are we just going to circle on fumes and wait for the asshole in the Chevy truck to plow the fucking runway?
In a Chevy truck. Yeah.
I think that they're banking on the fact that you don't know enough about aviation to where you're like to where you're thinking that. And they're just like, yeah, these people are going to think I'm the motherfucker when I get off the plane. God damn, that was a good pilot.
But that after he said that, I got a little nervous for about a split second. But then I realized, I was like, you know what? This guy probably does this shit a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
They're telling us not to take off, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
And he did take a flyby of the airport.
Huh.
He dropped down below the clouds. We went past the airport, swung around, and landed. So he did take a look at the runway, like old school style. This is the year 2009.
Couldn't the
we
tower?
Have like radar or something. We can.
You got a tower
out.
Right there to tell you what to do. Anyway, see pushing 10? Jesus.
And actually, as we were descending, he got on the PA again. And was like, yeah, sure, Captain. The plane now was 10 minutes in front of us. They got in okay, so we're going to give it a shot.
So fuck it.
We'll give it a whirl.
We'll give it a shot. Hang in there.
And I haven't been drinking near as much as that guy.
Yeah, so it was definitely scary. I thought I wasn't even going to be here today. So, all right, CES was over the vacation, the big consumer electronics show in Vegas. And
I want to go to one of these so bad.
I really do, too. It's when all the big companies break out their latest technology and we get a look at what the future is going to look like for us gadget geeks, right?
Gadget geeks.
I asked Josh and Rock to bring up that Wi-Fi device that I wanted to mention, because that's a pretty cool thing for people who do the internet radio here, or people who just like surfing on the web 24/7. They have a device now. Who's it made by? Do you know?
It's called AutoNet Mobile.
AutoNet Mobile, which is a box you can bring with you in your car. Kind of looks like a wireless router box. It's got two little antennas on it. You can bring it in your car, and no matter where you travel, you can have an internet connection.
And this is where the cell phone companies are really going to make a killing, because this one's through Sprint's mobile broadband network. So basically, you're going to have to get that and a subscription to Sprint in order to have it work, which is kind of like the iPhone, you can only get it through AT&T and whatnot. So I think that's really where... You know, that's really where those guys are going to make a killing is in this kind of stuff.
But as you always hear about the satellite radio and the terrestrial radio is going to hell, and maybe internet radio might be able to challenge these people, these bigger networks. Something like that is the beginning.
Yeah. First steps.
That's the first step. You can throw that in your car and listen to the lunaticradio.com show for, I don't know why you would want to, but you can.
So in 10 years, you'll be listening to internet radio. When this show is a little... we can get the band back together.
we'll get the band back together, maybe.
Yeah, but
who
really listens to the radio in their car anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Radio schmadio.
It's not like it's the number one place to listen to radio.
But they got some cool things. And I saw some monitor that was great. It was like, you know how people nowadays, when they get on their desktops, they have the three monitors and they're on like a rack?
Sure, yeah.
They had one that was solid.
Wow.
It was curved.
Ooh.
It was a curved LED screen.
Jeez,
it
was freaking that going
unbelievable
for?
Looking. And you can pop up three different screens on it at once.
So it's seamless. It's three seamless screens.
Three seamless screens.
One of the TV companies had like a super thin television. I don't know if you saw that, but it was like it was almost like the thickness of an iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
sums that up.
Fuck yeah, wow. I don't know.
CES is one show I'd love to go to. Love to be there. I wonder what the satellite radio... Did they have a presence there this time around? I don't know. They used to be there all the time, the Sirius and XM, and now that they're one big company, maybe they... I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'm reading here that this AutoNet Mobile the service, it costs... Well, $500 for the router for your car.
Oh, that's not good.
And then $30 a monthly service.
Well, you're not only listening. You can do whatever you want, though.
You
can
get your porn on it.
Yeah, which is illegal to play in your car, like one of the guys from the Grizzlies or something. One of the basketball team guys back in the day was watching porn in his Escalade. And he got arrested.
All right, here's the two big stories I see from the Sirius XM side of CES. Sirius XM debuts first interoperable satellite radio.
What the fuck does that mean? That you could get both services.
Yes. And above that, AT&T to compete with Sirius XM.
What?
What
are they going to do?
What are they doing?
Announced last November, CruiseCast is a satellite-based...
They're
going to
start broadcasting people's phone conversations?
As a satellite-based in-car TV and radio service. So, yeah. Does anybody have the address in which we can write to CruiseCast?
Shnikes has a good question, Karen, about this whole mobile thing for the car. Does the device run on shit and sperm?
That could be a problem. I don't know. I don't know. They're going to have to go green with that bastard.
That is kind of green, though. It's all organic.
Oh, they're not going to go anywhere, though. The initial lineup for...
AT&T?
For the AT&T thing.
What the fuck?
Disney Channel, Toon, Disney, Discovery Kids, Animal Planet. Oh, those are the television. What? Fuck.
The movie phone guy?
Never mind. Wow.
What a 4-on-1 will be on a channel? You just listen to 4-on-1 take
calls. Wow. All right, well...
CES rules.
Yeah. We got to go one year. Just say fuck it and go.
Oh, I'd love to go.
Isn't it the same year that they're having the...
right around when the porn convention.
The Yahoo convention.
The Yahoo convention.
Yahoo convention.
Yeah.
You lost me there.
The porn...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to...
The porn show. Oh, how did What's Her Head do?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it already? Did it happen already?
The AVNs?
Yeah, how did Roxy DeVille do? Did she win?
I don't think that happened already.
It should have been.
I thought they were February for some reason.
No, they're in January. They're right around this time. They might have been yesterday. They might be today.
That would be on a Sunday. Come on. Let me see if I can find it.
Find out the news on Roxy DeVille. She was nominated for Performer of the Year at the AVNs. She's been on the radio show many a time.
2008 winners? No, that can't be right.
No, that would be 2008 winners because they gave the awards for 2008.
January 10th.
I don't know if they worked.
It just
like
happened
that.
Yesterday.
It happened yesterday, and well, no,
hi,
it's today.
I'm Belladonna.
Oh.
I want you to join me and my co-host Jenna Hayes at the 2009 AVN Adult Movie Awards Show, January 10th in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay.
Which one of you assholes?
Lights,
playing it?
Camera, that's action! Rocky. This is your ticket to get up close and personal with all your favorite stars, such as. Jesse Jane,
Roxy,
Stormy Daniels.
Roxy DeVille did not win.
She not. Who
How
won?
Do you know?
What category are we looking for?
Best performer.
How
of the year.
Are you female, seeing this?
Female performer of the year. Roxy DeVille, did she win?
Let's see. The best actress in film was Penny Flame.
No.
Hi, I'm Belladonna.
Oh, fuck you.
I want you to join me and my co-host, Jenna Hayes.
Best actress in a video.
All right, forget it.
Best actress in a video was...
2009 AVN
Angela.
Adult Movie Awards Show.
Stop!
January 10th in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay.
So what I want to say is that...
camera, action.
Also,
this is your ticket.
I'm unplugged. That is definitely a rocket.
That was Josh.
I'm unplugged, man.
We need to figure out...
Buttman at Nudes A Poppin' 20 won a Best Alternative Release.
Good.
I think Performer of the Year might be towards the end. Mm. Female Performer of the Year. I believe that's the
Performer
name.
Of the Year.
Yeah, I want to know.
Transsexual Performer of the Year.
No.
P-E-R-F-O-R-M-E-R. Female Performer of the Year, Sasha Grey.
Of course. Boo. We had her on the show, but she's not nearly as fun as Roxy DeVille. She got that because she's the young chick and she was on fucking The Insider at one time. She's 18 years old and she bangs. Big deal. Oh, that pisses me off that they gave her that.
And for the...
And I did say on the show a while back, because, you know, I watched the porn a lot, you know? And she sucks at fucking. She sucks. Her scenes stink.
Really?
Yeah. She's 18. How good can she be at fucking?
That's true. Good point, sir. Well, she could have started when she was 12.
She isn't like a phenom like Tiger Woods is in golf.
Which would make her good if she was that young when she started.
She was a sexual phenom, no. Yes, she would win, but she isn't. That's what I'm saying. Anybody get that? I'm following myself.
Maybe she just like... I don't know. Maybe she does a lot of stuff internally that
you don't
see.
Yeah, she is 19 now. Big fucking deal. She's still a baby. She's no Roxy DeVille, period. I'm pissed at Roxy. Roxy's getting fun. The only porn star we've had on here that's actually fun.
Are you going to call her next week to talk about her loss?
No, she's probably pissed.
She doesn't give a shit.
I don't she jack the all. Soap commercial.
She's like Brando. Shadow. She's like Brando. She knows it's all bullshit. It's all in who you know.
Although Sasha Gray does have a great ass.
Yeah.
Porno schmorno. Was Bubba the Love Sponge there?
Jesus.
Played a fat cab drunk calls.
I'm eager for this Jesus part. Christ. This is the big highlight. This is the part of the show where like you're on the rush hour time home. If we were
right
broadcasting off FM.
Yeah, this is
or
this
XM.
We play these. Fat Kev and I hooked up out there in Arizona. We always every time we get together, we just have one night of just being idiots. And this was the night. And Fat Kev got a hold of the drunk call hotline. Makes a return to the drunk call hotline. And here is his first call, everybody, from Fat Kev, the man who speaks in third person when he gets hammered, my brother.
What up, motherfuckers? Bert Baccaroni, Fat Kev, chilling here in Cottontail, Arizona. I'm about 7, 8, 12, 15 CL. For you motherfuckers, scores like these. Chilling. I got Kier and Jill with me, hanging out, having a great time. Just want to give a little shout out to Ronnie fucking Bald. His fucking Bald is so great.
He still thinks Ron's on the show.
Well, you know, your brother's a big listener. And
yeah, he loves the show.
No. I like the fucking sucker's cock. It's so good, but my dog's on the side. My dog's on the get me right in the throat. Choke a little bit on my throat. Motherfucker. Love it all.
Pam B.
Big shout out to Doug.
Shout out to Nick and Bone.
I love the hoys. I love the hoys.
One time, I thought you were...
Good time. Motherfuckers. We miss you guys. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. John, call Kev's home phone number. 555-55. Fuck off, you motherfuckers.
Call Kev's phone number.
There it is.
555-555. Fuck off.
As it should be.
There's always one good line in the drunk calls. Kev. All right, there's a bunch of them here, so here we go.
Is that your fucking drinking? Yo, what up, dude? It's Fat Kev again. Hold on. I got to drink a little Coors Light. Hey, I want to talk about that Josh Groban guy.
Who?
Josh, dude. You're such a good opera singer, dude.
He thinks your name's Josh Groban.
Ah, that Fat Kev.
I love how you sing opera and my dick on your toggle.
Wow. Wow. He loves how you sing opera, Josh, and he juggles his dick on your tonsil.
It sounds fucking fantastic. I love it, dude. You're the best fucking opera singer I've ever heard in my life, and I just want to tell you right now. Dude, can you sing at my kid's bar mitzvah? Because my Jewish son wants to hear Josh Groban. Groban.
It's Josh Groban.
And singing his bar mitzvah with his opera fucking singing. Seriously, dude.
What is up?
Peace out. Fat Kev out. Go. Thanks for my fucking bachelor party, you little cocksucker. Peace.
Can I give you a little nod there, though, Josh?
Yeah.
Even though your name is Josh Groban to him, or Grogan.
Yeah, whatever. What are you going to do?
Josh Rogan.
I think he goes on some more about Josh.
Ooh.
What up, motherfuckers? Fat Kev for the 55th time.
Oh, third. Third time, Kev.
It's close, what? Dude.
I just want to talk about that fucking motherfucking guy named Grogan. How about I fucking put you in a grapevine, motherfucker?
Yeah, what is the grapevine? I think somebody else just asked that on the truck call.
It's a wrestling hold.
A throttle, fucking. We love Josh, asshole. He's been a dick.
That's me, brother.
Fucking throw a fucking full Nelson on your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, tell him you hear a message? Josh Gogan is a nice comedian. He does the radio show with us.
How about throw a fucking wizard?
Kev, Ronnie Beans. Kev, hold on. This will really piss him off.
Oh, right.
Ronnie Beans is no longer on the show. It's Josh Gogan.
Oh, thank God. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. Because Ronnie balls were fucking stuck in the back of my throat when I was sucking on him so much. Right. Right in my tonsil.
Do you want to suck Josh's cock now?
Nope. Josh's cock is probably way too shaven.
You like the hairy
guy.
Yeah, I like the hairy
boy. I like the fucking...
I love it because you can say anything to him and he'll just go with it.
I love the wrestling terms he came up with, too. Oh, fucking wizard.
Put him in the wizard.
It's all that hairy ball that I like. It's not that fucking shaven wrestling gay dick.
So you're saying that Josh has like an Asian dick?
He's got like a small, tiny, minuscule little Asian ball sack. It's kind of cute, but no ball.
But you can taste it on your tonsil.
I can't taste that one. That's like a fucking nugget. It's like a
nugget on your tonsil.
It's like a nugget. Ronnie's just like a fucking huge sloth.
Yeah. So, Josh's balls are just like an appetizer.
It's like a Skittle. Sometimes you like a Skittle, sometimes you don't like a Skittle.
That's not the same, Kev. No. It's sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a Skittle, dude.
Sometimes you feel like a Skittle, sometimes you don't.
Don't tell me you don't feel like a Skittle sometimes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you can't feel Josh's nuts.
I look at you, Karen.
That's a fucking good one. Kev, fat Kev out. Motherfucking Laguna Beach. Kick my ass.
Laguna.
There we go. He's insane.
So he's pretty sober there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That kid wants a latte, dude. Soy milk frappuccino grande, dude.
Yet more from Kev on the Drunk Old Hotline.
Hello, motherfucking bitches.
Where's my phone?
That motherfucking Kev. Peace out. Whores. I just want to joke about all the fucking skanky bitches and whores that are around. Kier needs to fucking get some fondling going on here. One of you guys call his phone. It's 555-12, go fuck yourself. How about that? How about you put that in your phone and call it?
What is that saying? What is that saying?
Why did you put that in your phone and call it? Oh, Fat Kev. He's always good for one. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
All right, hang up on this. Let me give you a little nerve.
Sit that in your phone and just call it.
And I believe he wants to talk baseball because...
Oh,
because
why not?
Finally, Fat Kev
drunk.
That's
Stoverport, Fat Kev.
Arizona.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you were choosing the Mets or the motherfucking Yankees, who would you choose? A team that spent $450 zillion on their fucking team or a team that spent about 22 cents? Rocket, what do you...
All right. Great example, Kev. A team that spends $400 trillion dollars or a team that spends 22 cents?
What do you think, dude? What? I think CC, AJ Burnett, and all those boys are going to make their freaking team better? Come on. Ronnie Beans, what do you think? How great are the Yanks?
Not on the show anymore, Kev.
Come on, bitches. How good are the fucking Yankees? They should fucking be playing in Laguna Beach. That's how fucking good they are. Motherfuckers.
It's a little sports center there.
That was a little analysis.
Fat Kev?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he was slightly off with those numbers.
The stats are a little off.
Man.
He's
got a kid, too.
He's a monkey. He's a monkey when he's hammered. Absolute monkey.
Do you have that clip when he called me?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. And when we were hanging out that one night after Kev was making, between drunk calls, we called everybody in the world.
Between drunk calls, you made actual drunk calls.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I've learned my lesson over the years that if I get a phone call from Kieran and he's away and it's after like 10 o'clock at night, don't pick it up.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not going to be good.
I usually don't have my phone on me.
Was this from me? It came from my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, he had my phone.
Yeah, it came from your phone.
Nah. All right, here's Fat Kev calling Rocket.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How much does my fucking tank take? Do you fucking want to take a little taste of that, motherfucker? How much does this tank take? How much would it cost you to taste my tank? How much will Kev pay you to taste his tank? Then we're going with it.
We're trying to figure out the bit as we're doing the drunk call. So Kev wants you to pay him to taste his taint. Is that what he said the first time? And then I tried to make some sense of it, and I asked how much would Kev pay you to taste his... I don't know. It was just a mess.
I would pay you no money, and you would have to pay $2.
I'd have to give him
$2. Kev will pay you $2 to taste his taint.
Kev will pay you $2 to taste his taint.
Wow,
this call makes as much sense as Dooney in his sandwich.
It makes as much sense as Dooney in his sandwich.
Give me $2, I'm gonna have to pay you $4 to taste my taint.
Yeah, they
taste his taint.
Thanks, Kieran. Yeah.
That was my loving Happy New Year.
Believe it or not, there was actually two of them there. They sound so alike.
Mine was not as enthusiastic, though. I think mine was right in the ear before you passed out. Just fucking call me back, you fucking dick rat Arizona fucking... Call me back, dick.
So Kev's going to pay me $4 to lick his taint?
No, I think you're
going to... That's a good
deal. There was, at the end, I think he said he would give you $2 and you have to pay him $4 to taste his taint.
Oh, see.
Wow.
That's Fat Kev taint.
That is the...
That's the going rate for Fat Kev. That's market price for Fat Kev taint.
Those are some lollygagging brain cells right there.
Lazy cells.
Those are some brain cells coated with alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take that offer.
What are you going to do?
It's a nice offer.
Are you going to not do it?
Yeah. Fat Kev's taint, man.
I know it's the golden taint of Fat Kev, but, I don't know if I want
to. I don't know how you can pass that up.
You know, I don't know.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
New board name, yeah. Fat Kev's taint.
It's where rainbows come from, you know.
I'm sure somebody wants to be the vanilla latte.
Magic.
Fat Kev latte.
There are some more drunk calls.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, and we'll take a break. Come back. More Lunatic Radio to wrap up the show after this.
A typical lunatic day with Kieran and Rocket. Hooray! 3 hours of schlock on a Suckernuts cock. What the fuck? These guys are gay. The show just gets bigger and bigger ever since we found Kieran's a wigger. But if you say podcast, you'll hear a big gun blast. So gun to the chin and pull trigger. Exit 52's park and ride calls, but Pam B has a taste and she stalls. So come on, dear Smitty, show Kieran some titty or he'll settle for Jamie Kennedy's balls.
Coors Light. I found it a shock. He wants Ronnie Bean's cock, and he's calling the drunk hotline tonight. And I doubt there's a better sight than Vox in the chat room tonight. That's why Kieran has Gigi to play with his wee-wee. Hallelujah, holla back, am I right? But this radio show's found its niche, and its listeners, they never will switch. Word them up, grab a brick. I'm the poet named Rick, and you know what? I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
This is Kim God 1000. I am lunaticradio.com.
I am Lunatic Radio.
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 Hey, what's up? This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods, but I am lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
If you ever thought about tying the knot, do not. But do. Tune in to Rory and Lauren, Unholy Matrimony. It'll give you every reason not to get married, or at least slap your spouse in the face.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then YouBroadcast is for you. YouBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the YouBroadcast Player. The YouBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the YouBroadcast Station Manager. The YouBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to YouBroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.YouBroadcast.com.
And now back to the radio show.
LunaticRadio.com.
And we'll bore you. Kieran plays the audio too loud. It's a little loud. Kieran Rock, Josh Gogan on the LunaticRadio.com show, first show of 2009. Hanging out with you. Just got off a plane. Yuck. Yuck. Did get to see the blank. Remember blank? Remember the fart story I told? Fart in bed,
yeah.
Blank?
Yeah, with blank.
I flew out on a airline that was really cheap. And my connecting flight, I had a layover, and it was in Minnesota.
Alrighty.
So it was a 3-hour layover, and I actually had lunch with the blanker.
Hmm.
It was nice. Good to see you.
Really? Just lunch?
Yeah, it was just
no lunch. Dinner?
No.
Well, there was no running off. There was you didn't run a locker?
None of that funny stuff was going on. She's got a boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you at least reminisce?
No.
Hey, you remember that time?
We went to TGI Fridays. Across the street from the Mall of America, which is a fucking huge mall.
Yeah, I've been there.
Remember that time I did that thing?
Yes, sir. It's fucking ridiculously big.
It's pointlessly big.
Yeah, and you can't. It's like going to a Yankee game. You can't find parking. It's terrible.
Maybe I'll go when I go to Minnesota.
Whoa, that's right. Gig.
2 weeks.
Why'd you plug that, Josh Gogan, for our three people?
Because I don't have it in front of me.
Are you that big?
You got a gig in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
Is this new?
I've had it on the schedule for a little while, but I haven't said anything about it. Let's see. I will be in Thief River Falls, Minnesota at the Black Cat January 20th. January 21st, I will be at Grand Forks, North Dakota, the Ramada Inn. And the 22nd to the 24th, I will be in Moorhead, Minnesota at the American. So come check them out.
And go check out the newly designed joshgogan.com.
Ah, yes.
Very lovely site, Josh. Did
Thank
you do it
you.
Yourself? You
have no. I have no talent in that area whatsoever.
It's a very nice looking site.
Yeah, my my buddy Matt Davis, who's a comedian, very funny comedian, by the way, DavisComedy.com, check him out. He did it for me, and he's really pretty good. I like it.
All right.
He did a lot of good work.
And we failed to mention that we're running on the Cringe Humor Radio Network, right?
Yes, we are.
We're back on the Cringe Humor Radio Network. So we, I believe there's, if we ever go over on our show, I'm sure the show that comes on, there's a show right after ours, right? 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. If we ever go over, I'm sure they'll just bump us off, right?
Yeah, we have to just shut it off.
We shut off and they bump us off.
No, we do it. We gotta just stop.
But we're back on Cringe Humor Radio. Thanks to Patrick. Patrick, gave us the call and was like, hey, come back on the show thing, the network. And I was like, all right, why not? So we're back on Cringe Humor Radio. So welcome to all those listeners who listen there. And we're on the stick cam thing too, right?
Yeah, and you broadcast.
We're everywhere.
And you broadcast. We're on three things.
The show is everywhere.
Mm. Trying, but
don't worry. We got, almost 30 people watching right now.
Where?
In the stick cam room.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I did a little info thing before, and it said 292 users in session, 29 currently.
Should we do the winner for the win a gift, Christmas gift from Wonder Bros?
Wonder Bros? Yeah.
Or Why should not? We postpone it again?
Yeah, maybe we should postpone it, get more reviews.
Because I noticed when I was on vacation, we got all of no.
What?
No, at least no more entries. There were more reviews, but no more entries into the contest.
People are slacking.
Well, no, they're not really slacking. They are.
You gotta send the follow up email saying that you did it.
Yeah, we made that very clear.
Yeah.
I have about 13 entries here.
Wow, use the number, Kieran. That's good. Yeah, why don't you just say
how bad
we are?
I don't care. Internet radio.
He meant 1,300.
Yeah, 13 million. I think.
Kieran, you're the worst.
No, I'm not. I'm not being fake, Rock. Why gloat?
At least double it.
No.
Oh, here's a question for you coming in from the Cringe Humor chat room, Kieran. From Motomedic, do you broadcast on radio, AM, FM, XM, satellite?
Well, yeah, we're everywhere, actually.
Wow, look at all.
Turn on NBC. We're right there now. You nuts.
I love the follow-up from the 13 people that entered the contest. So, yeah, we're on NBC. It's perfect.
Did you hear what I just said? You've been running a contest for 2 months, 13 entries.
And all you have
all
to,
do- to do is write, like, two words and send me an email. Yeah, I'm on CNN right now.
He's in the Situation Room.
Yeah. They're going to fire the entire network and just put Rock and I and Josh on all the time.
It's a new angle they're taking with CNN.
Nobody watches Wolf Blitzer anyway.
Oof.
It's Cockney in the chair. Lunatic Radio chair was now live at Times Square on the big screen.
Yeah.
We're trying to diversify with our show. Get it to more people.
I got a couple drunk calls here. A lot of the drunk calls I had from the last couple weeks were actually from like Christmas and crap, so I think it's just too old to play now. So I just have a few. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out and get hammered, and instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands or wives, they call us with their drunken ramblings. Here's the first one from a man named Absent, who apparently is hammered. And I'll play that for you right now when I turn up the pot.
And you know, the weirdest part of being drunk is when you realize that you've been wearing women's boots for like an hour.
What?
But the best part of being drunk is the Hardee's spicy chicken sandwich.
Wow.
God, I could stick my dick in that thing.
Ooh,
oh, my
good?
God, it's so good. Oh, mama.
Tell us about it.
Do we have
Go fuck yourself.
Sir Hardy's nearby?
No. I'm getting hungry, though.
Would you really fuck a sandwich, though?
I don't know.
If it's that good, maybe.
Depends on how good it is.
One thing I never tried as a little delinquent kid, fucking a sandwich.
I've never fucked an object.
Have I? Yeah, I think I have. Right. Sure I have. I've never done the cantaloupe thing, either. Mm. I never understood.
What is a cantaloupe thing? What are you doing with a cantaloupe?
No, do you ever hear this? The kids cut a hole in a cantaloupe, and they put their dick in it?
Are they really?
Yeah, that's what. That's the last thing I needed to do.
They can't find the chick.
That's the last thing I needed
to
do.
Well, no, as a kid, when you're jerking off, you're exploring new avenues of jerking off.
Exploring new avenues.
Have my dad come home. Have my dad. Where's that honeydew that I bought for breakfast tomorrow?
Went bad. Wait, yeah, that's right, Kieran. You're the Gigi.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was actually something made to Jack. I never, like, grabbed household items to fuck. I never thought of making a ham sandwich and fucking it.
I'm really hungry.
That's actually a pretty good idea, though. You pick the ham and you put some mayo in between.
Oh, the mayo. Oh, but you get the oil. Might get a little on your penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, apparently Abson wants to fuck a Hardee's double steak thing, whatever.
Yeah, but
it was.
Wait, because it's got to be fried, so wouldn't it be rough?
Mm.
Unless he maybe cut it in the middle where the meat was and just stuck it in between the meat.
Yeah, the two patties.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up, though. Unless there's some cheese in there, I can't imagine it'd be that nice.
I think the mayo would help.
Yeah, the mayo?
But then again, if it's spicy mayo, fuck that.
No!
Yeah, you gotta watch. What
you don't
want to
get you want to get spicy in the hole.
How about a sushi roll?
There, you gotta watch what you put on your dick.
Sushi rolls are too cold.
All right,
you need that warmth.
By the way, Rocket
Apple
did butter. Have some
a gyro.
Did have some In-N-Out Burger when I was out there.
Did you? That's right. There's one right near you, right, Fat Kev?
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger is like a big thing in Arizona.
You can't go there and like I pumped the expectations up too high for the people I took with me to the one in Vegas. But it was one of those where they ate it like, and we got to the door and they were like, you know what, let's go get another one before we leave.
See?
Yeah.
They're addicting.
See, someone brings this up. It's no Sonic. I'm hearing Sonic is like the fucking Chaz when it comes to fast food.
No.
It's not?
No. Okay. Compared to In-N-Out, compared to Sonic is, Sonic, the cool thing about Sonic is you pull into the thing. And you sit in your car, and it's like a car hops come and take your, you know, bring your food and everything. That's cool. The food is good, but there's something about an In-N-Out Burger that you just can't beat it.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of this local place, but it's only one. It's not a chain like the In-N-Out. In-N-Out Burger was pretty good.
Yeah,
it wasn't the greatest burger I've ever had from a relatively quick standpoint.
For me, top five fast food burger.
I'll give it top five.
Maybe I'll put it in top three.
I won't. Well, maybe I will because I don't have any. Well, for fast food, that's tough.
Yeah.
Like the Thunder Jackson's burger, would you put that as fast food? Thunder Jackson's, that was
no.
194.
No.
See, that was actually a restaurant.
I don't count Five Guys as a fast food restaurant.
Oh, okay. So, I guess then for fast food, it's definitely top three then. That's fair to say.
Who, Sonic?
Yeah. I mean, no. In-N-Out.
I would say In-N-Out's top three fast food.
Fast food hamburgers? Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that place in Massapequa was good, but I mean, that's only one place.
I like the Wendy's shit, too. I don't
Wendy's
eat this shit
good
that much
sometimes.
Anymore.
Wendy, my problem with Wendy's is they're inconsistent. Like, you know, I mean, you go to McDonald's, and no matter which where you are, you know that McDonald's food is going to taste exactly like somewhere else.
Hmm.
Wendy's does not have that.
The one thing I used to have a fucking addiction to were the bacon double cheeseburgers at Burger King.
Oh
my God. No, the greasy mess.
There's something
love
about
them.
The greasy Burger King patty.
That's yes.
Just good.
Yeah. I don't know why.
And they're a third choice for me.
I'd eat the shit out of those.
I rarely want to go to Burger King. And their chicken sandwich is good. And I would always get it cut diagonally. Something about having the diagonal cut. What is that, pie?
What is Slow Jack's? Is that another one?
Slow Jack's.
It's out in the Hamptons. You should know that, Kieran.
I don't know.
What about Jack in the Box? What about those?
No.
I heard a story.
Dude, I love Jack in the Box.
Is that good?
I like Arby's, but that's not a hamburger.
You know what else I love about Jack in the Box?
That's not it. What is it then, Ron?
It's those roast beef sandwiches.
That's right.
Jack in the Box has their ketchup in like the same little packets that McDonald's has their barbecue sauce dippers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you just, like, it's all convenient. The food is good. There's a place out in the Midwest called Culver's.
Yo, Culver's is number one. I knew. I was like, there is one that I'm sorry, because it just like hit me. Thank you. Culver's makes the fucking best fast food hamburger.
They fry their burgers in butter.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's that Midwest. It's that upper Midwest shit, man.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about health.
They don't. I knew. Oh, dude, that's why I freaked out, because I was like, there is this hamburger fast food that's phenomenal.
Yeah, Culver's is awesome.
Damn it. Thank you, Josh Gogan.
You pick this stuff up when you travel.
No, I know. Believe me, I hear you.
Oh, man. Yeah, last time I was out, it was when I did the Iowa thing. Oh,
okay.
I was like, dude, I'm getting hungry. We're stopping at the next Culver's I see.
Yeah, Culver's is phenomenal.
Culver's?
Yeah.
Definitely got
it. It's the Midwest thing.
And they make shakes and, you know, the fries, they leave a little bit to be desired, but the burgers are good.
I got my top three burgers.
All right, fast food burgers. Go ahead.
Culver's
number one.
Checkers. In-N-Out.
Checkers. Now, why Checkers?
I just like the way they build their burger. It's a pretty good burger.
How's the bun?
Good.
Big fluffy bun or small? Yeah.
And the fries are phenomenal, too. Mm.
Here's what I'll give Checkers. They give you a lot for very little money.
Yes.
Like I would in college, I would go there for $2. I would just, it would be so much food.
Out of those three, Rock, which one is the biggest burger?
Checkers.
Yeah, Checkers.
What about Culver's? Is that a big burger?
Culver's stacks them.
Yeah.
But it's not like a Checkers. Checkers has the biggest burger.
If you go to In-N-Out, they give you, I mean, the patty's not like big in diameter, but it's kind of thick.
The taste wasn't overwhelmed by the taste.
Maybe you got a bad one.
I can't imagine.
Because In-N-Out,
it wasn't bad tasting. You know, I wasn't like, this is, no, it's good tasting, but I wasn't like blown away by like it being, it's separating itself from the fast food, you know, genre, if you will.
Huh.
But it was good. Yeah, so those are my three.
Yeah.
Culver's, Checkers, then Culver's. In-N-Out. In-N-Out. Thanks. Yeah.
Wow, I don't think I would have put Checkers in there. I don't think I'd put Checkers in the top five.
I would, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just because I think they're, I don't know, like, to me, their flavor's not as good as, I mean, their price definitely helps, but their flavor's not as good, in my opinion. What have we turned into?
Food discussions, Food Network. Here's Mr. Deej, everybody, on the Drunkle Hotline.
Hey, this is Mr. Deej calling from the Outback Bowl in Tampa, Florida, between Iowa and South Carolina. 21-0 at halftime, Iowa, and I've been here 3 hours and still not used to fans cheering and chanting, Go Cox. Guy in front of me kept saying, Go Cox, stick it in the hole, and I couldn't stop from bursting out laughing. Happy New Year to everyone. See you guys in the chat room. Later.
There's Mr. Deej, everybody.
Oh, it's good to hear from him.
Yeah. Going to the bowl games.
Good for him.
My team won.
That's all you care about.
Beat North Carolina.
Yeah, you know, that brings up, I wonder what people's top fast food places are. Because there's a lot of, like, local places in their little neck of the woods. You know? I mean, I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell, I mean, fast food. I mean, we're talking specifically about hamburgers.
Yeah.
Taco
but that's like getting...
Taco Bell, though.
Bell's like hammered food.
I love
Taco
that.
Bell is hammered
it's
food.
Oh, I don't need to be hammered.
Hammered.
Nah, I love it all the time. Any day.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't have fast food hamburgers ever. I can't remember the last time I had a fast food hamburger. It's probably that Culver's, and that was probably a solid year or 2 years.
I got to go to Connecticut for that Louis lunch.
Is that a fast food joint?
No, it's like a little diner where supposedly the first hamburger was made.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, and they still have them in these. They still have the cast iron broilers and.
Really?
Yeah.
Old school stuff.
Yeah, they do it like supposedly the original recipe and everything.
Wow.
So I gotta go there and get me one.
When was it? Did you know the year the first hamburger was made?
Yeah, 18 something, 1890 something maybe.
Sure. Whatever.
I don't know.
If you really want to find out, Google it.
And then there's that place, it's in one of the parks in New York. Some Shake Shack or some shit like that.
No idea, sir.
Oh, I gotta go there, too. It's all these, I spend too much time watching the Food Network, and they have all these shows that, you know, Guy Fieri's Dive Diners and Drive-Ins, and, this is so good here, and this is so good there. It's like, fuck, I gotta eat there. I want to eat there, too. That's all those shows are. The Food Network doesn't teach you anything. They just teach you how to
I think on my vacation, I spent an entire day watching The Deadliest Catch on Discovery. An entire fucking day I spent watching. I think I watched the episodes twice. The season twice. What a great show that is.
That's the one with the Alaskan guys, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're up there fishing for
King
the
Crabs.
King Crab.
Yeah.
What a fucking dangerous ass job that is.
I don't know. It's one of those.
In big truck logging or something. There's another one on.
Oh, that the ice truckers.
No, not ice truckers. Ice I like truckers? That one too. But yeah. There was like logging, extreme logging. I think it's called
extreme logging.
It's crazy how much money you can make doing shit like that too.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to pay that because you know if you're gonna risk your life for king crabs, they got to pay you something. But like, you can get a job on an oil rig. And starting out, you make six figures.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out, you don't have to know a goddamn thing about oil rigging. Six figures. The only catch is that you're on an oil rig in the ocean for fucking 6 months
and you're doing nothing to do. Dangerous shit. Dangerous jobs.
Dangerous or boring jobs.
Yeah, you got to be on your feet and you work fucking like these guys on The Deadliest Catch. I mean, they're working 30 hours straight. You know, and they can get clipped at any moment. Die, big fucking wave comes and knocks them off the boat, or
yeah, I know.
Or you get caught in the line they throw out, or you know, it's just, or you get slammed by one of those the traps that they have that are like 1,000 pounds. You're fucking crushed.
Yeah,
and they just, make a killing though.
And
when
you just move on, like you can't even be friends with anybody because you know, like that could be the guy who gets sucked off the boat next.
Yeah, yeah. But I was watching the extreme logging, and there was a great episode on. Where I guess these guys are out in the wilderness in the Northwest, and they have this camp that's around nothing. There's nothing around there for 90 miles. And it's called helicopter logging, where these guys go up on the side of a hill. They chop down these trees, right? They clear all the branches and whatever. And a helicopter flies over with a string, and they hook the log to the helicopter. The helicopter drags it out of the forest and drops it into a lake. Isn't that weird?
Do you know there's a job where they go digging up logs that have been underwater for 100 years.
Mm.
Why?
Because they take them. There's something about the quality of the wood when it's been soaking in water that long. They take them. They bring them up. They dry them, and they, you know, when they for furniture, I forget what they call it, but basically the piece of furniture is built out of plywood or something, and then they have that really thin layer of wood pasted on top of it. That's what that wood's from.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
I love the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Because you discover shit. You really do. Interesting motherfucking shit going on in Discovery Channel.
Someone brought this up, the show I was kind of watching a lot of over vacation, if you will.
Mickey Mouse Club?
That and Man vs. Food.
Man versus Food.
Yeah. I can't watch that.
Why?
It's one of those shows where it's just like, first of all, I would love to have that job.
Yeah, it's like the Three Cheese guys, Zane Lamprey. He just goes around and drinks. This guy just goes around and eats.
And second, it's like, all right, there's so many other channels. There's so many other shows that do that. You know, maybe not to the degree that he does, but it's still. Yeah.
Well, his bit is he goes against competitions at restaurants.
Yeah.
Like eating like 100 like the super spiciest wings that they have that only 3 people ever did.
Yeah, it's like, you know, fuck you.
He's a big fat guy or no?
No, that's the crazy thing. I mean, he's got a little meat to him, but he's not like fucking obese.
And they should have hired Joey Chestnut for that. They shouldn't have done, you know, this guy.
Well, the thing is, because he's a regular guy.
World-class eater?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy's a regular guy, so I can respect that a bit.
Yeah, but why? Like, has he ever won?
He says he's not a professional eater.
Right,
so.
But I mean, has he ever won these challenges?
Well, oh, yeah, sure, he has.
Well, then what's the big deal? Then you should be able to do it.
Well, I'm sure.
Basically, everybody's a pussy then.
Right.
You can't finish 100 wings, you faggot.
It seemed like a good show.
Hey, Rory left the room.
Good. We could do radio again.
Good, now we can break out the good material.
Gotta roll, put Coop to sleep. Good chat. Hopefully I'll see you guys at 9. Scott Oshaychik live in studio.
So anyway.
It's a piece of work, Rory.
So anyway, Scott's here.
Yeah.
Scotty, what have you been up to? So anyways, my second documentary that's going to be on Showtime in a week is...
So look at my wife's labia, guys. This is where this is how I'm going to make a living. Promoting my wife. Showing her off.
By the way, John Travolta's son dying?
Yeah.
Tragic story, right?
Yes.
Right.
But there was a funny thing that came out of the story and that I found out.
What?
John Travolta has a brother named Joey.
Joey Travolta.
There is a Joey Travolta out there.
Oh, that is funny.
I heard on CNN, like they're going to get comments or maybe he let out a press statement Joey Travolta did. I know Sylvester Stallone has
a Joey Stallone.
No, he has a brother named Frank Stallone.
Right.
But that's not as funny as Joey Travolta.
Yeah, right. Joey Travolta said that.
Because that's the worst name ever. Travolta is a weird last name, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't have like the common name
it's
in
like,
front of
it. It'd be like Joey Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like having, it's like Bob Schwarzenegger. You know? Joey Travolta. But that is tragic, man. What did the kid die of? Seizure, right?
Seizure and banged his head on something.
Yeah,
he's
in the bathroom, I believe.
I saw the cable news networks. They were...
It wasn't a top story. I don't know why it was like such a big deal. But
it's still tragic.
It's tragic, but people, you know...
They really started... I was like, leave it alone. I mean, they were covering it for fucking days.
He's a kid. You know, he wasn't... You know, he was 16. Why... You know, just let it...
Let the family fucking mourn on its own.
Yeah.
They don't want to flick on the TV and see, oh, I wonder what the Travolta family's doing now. We haven't heard. Maybe the kid had autism. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Yeah, and not only that, but like people just wanted to use that as a chance to bag on Scientology, too.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, look, all right, these people's...
They really did. I saw a story on that.
Yeah, these people's kid just died, you know, and one of the comforts that people have in a situation like that is their religion. And you're going to rag on that while they're mourning?
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
They're vultures.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you might, all right, Scientologists are probably crazy. But you know what? If it makes you happy, why? I think most religions seem crazy, and other ones, if you look deeper, are. So why pick on that one?
Mm. Fucking ridiculous. Joey Travolta, though, he's out there somewhere.
He's walking the streets.
I was hysterical.
Hey, Joey Travolta!
Because I was following the story, and I was looking at it going, all right, you know, I don't know if I could use this on the show, or there's no funny spin to this, but there it was on CNN. Joey Travolta. I guess you got John Travolta.
It makes sense to have a Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
Why not?
Wonder what he looks like.
Doesn't matter.
Not really.
Probably like a Joey Travolta, you would think. How he'd look. That's probably how he looks.
Probably looks like a joke.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Absent. He's in the chat room. He left that drunk call that you played before. But it's just, he's got a fancy horseshoe crab on the chin going. And he does that show.
Douche cast.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do, but I figured that'd be nice.
They all grow beards.
They see what kind of animals, what kind of crustaceans they could grow on their chin.
You jerk off on your show. It's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
People are going to love that in their cars when they're listening to it on Wi-Fi. All right.
Are they going to have keyboards on the steering wheels?
We're really just trying to fill time.
Like, why are we trying to fill time? It's a quarter.
How do you go to websites via your? How would you do that? You'd have to have a keyboard on your steering wheel.
Well, no, it's like if you have a laptop and you know you got somebody in the back of the car that wants to go on the web, they can. I haven't heard anything about actually implementing that box into the car somehow.
Yeah, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's gonna completely change GPS.
There he is, Joey Travolta's IMDb page.
He was in shit.
Pretty decent list, sir. Oh my god, 34. I got up to 34.
Oh, he was in an episode of Simon and Simon.
Wow.
Oh, he was in Three Ninjas. Kick back. About time.
Ooh, he was in Sinners. He played Jerry. Can this guy have another name?
Oh, he was in that ABC After School special.
Oh, he was in the Rosie Clooney story. Is there even one?
Yeah, there's no story there.
Hollywood Vice Squad, Hunter's Blood.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Oh, that was the best one, wasn't it?
You almost had me. You had me there, Kieran.
I thought you were going to say it. Hello.
Joey Travolta's illustrious career right in front of us.
Dumb Duck in Vegas. There we go. He played Gino. This was a 97.
Can we get a picture of Joey Travolta? There is no picture.
On IMDb, no. Let me see if I could do this on Google.
Look at us bitching about how the news coverage wouldn't leave the family alone.
Well, we're talking about Joey Travolta.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's like three steps removed from
he
it.
He doesn't count.
Oh, is that him right there?
Oh my God, he's a lot older.
That's well, Joey Travolta.
He doesn't have the money that John Travolta has to keep himself, you know.
What is this?
Looking good. I can see it.
It does look like him.
Yeah.
He's older than John, obviously.
He could completely play John Travolta's brother in a movie.
Wow.
He does kind of, he's got like the eyes and nose are of John.
And the smile, too.
Joey Travolta, there he is.
Wow.
Man, if only his name were John, imagine.
Hell of a website, sir.
Yeah, right.
Oof.
Ooh.
I would hate to be, like, oh, God, that would suck. Like,
why is there a picture of Little Hercules when you look up Joey Travolta?
Oh, because Joey Travolta was trying to do a project with him. Didn't you see the documentary?
No.
I watched it twice.
Apparently you saw it.
But can you imagine that? Like, let's say that your brother was into radio too, and he became like a Howard Stern or something.
It
and
pissed
you're,
me off.
And you're, yeah, like God damn it.
Yeah.
Can you help me out at least?
He was an Oscar, Joey Travolta.
Joey Travolta, yeah, Oscar.
What? No, I'm gonna make my own way.
That's weird.
Can what the fuck is Oscar? I forgot Oscar.
Can we find out if Joey Travolta and Frank Stallone ever crossed paths?
6 degrees of Frank Stallone.
6 degrees is our brothers had better careers. Yes. Oh, and Jim Belushi. That's another one.
Jim Belushi. No, but Jim Belushi's done a lot.
He does. I used to love his mid-80s comedies.
How about the one he did with Arnold?
I don't know. It seemed like every single one was about
cops.
Yeah, or the Chicago Cubs.
There were both episodes cast for Movie Stars, 1999. They were both in it.
What? What?
Who the fuck are these people? Season one? There's like it's an episode show.
Oh, and Don Swayze was in it.
No way.
You see it?
Don Swayze?
Is that Patrick's brother?
It has to be. This is probably like the family members of...
By the way, an update. Patrick Swayze's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's actually got a show coming on.
He was in the hospital, though, recently.
Not anymore, but he's in the new show.
He's still breathing, man. The guy's got that pancreatic cancer. What is it, like 98% fucking die?
Yeah, that's it.
Word up.
Kurt Loder was in one? Oh, no. Oh, no. Worst show ever.
Please tell me he doesn't have a brother named Joey.
Joey Loder?
Why is that so funny? It is, though.
Joey.
I tell you the brother who did all right is Kevin Dillon.
Yes.
That guy did all right.
Mm.
And what about, isn't Brad Pitt's brother in a film or something like that?
Was he?
Yeah.
Does Brad Pitt have a brother?
Is it Brad Pitt or the car? Oh shit! Which one is that?
That's like being that's
Joey
wasn't
DiCaprio.
Wasn't
it's just all famous celebrities should have a brother named Joey.
It makes him second class.
It really does. It really does.
It just makes him just half.
Doug Pitt. Yeah, he's got a brother.
Thank you,
Doug Pitt.
Doug Pitt.
Why do they have such common names?
Yeah, but names
the thing is that their names are common because you haven't heard of them. But Brad, that's a pretty common name. John, that's a very common name.
Yeah,
but you got the ring to it. If Doug Pitt became famous, be like Brad.
Doug Pitt sounds like a Doug fucking Pitt. Thud.
Doug Pitt.
Doug Pitt. Yeah, what's your name? Doug Pitt. Get it?
Doug Pitt.
That's hilarious.
Hey, what's your name? Doug Pitt. How do you think my life's going? Not good.
Cousin Rob, Doug Pitt, jump in. Barry Gogan. Oh, I see, because they're saying you have a brother who's not so known. Barry Gogan.
Ah.
Joey Travolta. Famous brothers. Can we look that up just to wrap up the show, maybe?
Do you have any more drunk calls?
No, I'm done. Well, I have two still on mic, but it's like 5 hours long.
I thought there were some other people sending drunk. There's a ton of drunk calls.
They're all old. They're all from...
So?
Oh, wait a minute.
Dated?
Hold on. You don't want famous brothers. You want brothers of famous people.
Brothers of famous people.
Let's celebrity siblings.
There you go.
Come on. You got to use the right Google words.
Let's hope they have a lot of Joeys in here.
Let's see. You got
Prince Harry and Prince... Yeah,
wait. That's not right.
That's not what we're trying to do.
Next. Paris and Nick. Drew and Nick Lachey.
Drew and Nick.
You get it.
No.
Yeah, see, that's famous siblings. It's not...
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, right. We want the real famous guy and the brother. Like Doug Pitt and Joey Travolta and Frank Stallone. That's what we want. There's got to be a DiCaprio out there. Is there a Clooney? Like a Bob Clooney?
Joey Clooney.
Hold on. I'm sure there is. We should try to predict what their name is.
Jimmy Bayo!
There's a Jimmy Bayo?
Jimmy... Oh, Joey Bayo! There's a Joe...
No, there's not!
Joey Bayo!
There's a Joey Bayo!
Oh, no!
Is there like a Joey Baldwin? I know all the brothers are famous.
I gotta do Joe... I'm gonna do... Because I'm a Wikipedia... I gotta do this. I'm gonna look for Joey.
Joey Bayo.
Joey Lawrence, but that doesn't count. Newman. Randy Newman, I guess. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Joey Bayo. That's the worst name ever. That is funny. That is
Joey
funny.
Joey Bayo. That's perfect. That's it. You can't top that.
You really can't.
Joey Bayo.
There's not a Joey Hitler out there either.
That's the only way to top it.
Top Joey Bayo.
Joey Bayo. Let me see if I can find a picture of this faggot. Well, we don't know.
He's already a faggot to you? Jesus.
Yeah, no, Kieran, seriously.
I didn't say it, you said it. This can't be any mention. Oh, no, he has an IMDb, too.
Well, he's got nothing. Oh, he's got three.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Well, he had a better career than his brother. He's got three listings on his IMDb. Why have one? Why have one?
Oh, my God.
And Andy has to go around to bars and go, yeah, my brother Scott. You know him.
You might be aware. too bad he wasn't on that show, the Scott Baio show.
Do you think anybody has ever come up to Joey Bayo and go, hey, is your brother Scott? And has he lied? That's what I want to know. All right, this is two interviews we need to get. A member of the Funky Bunch and Joey Bayo. Two interviews we need to get.
Look forward to 2009, kids.
Those would be the best interviews ever. No, my brother's more famous than me. People are asking, what about Kevin? He's my brother's the shit. I'm the fucking dope.
Joey Bayo. Oh, God, that is gold.
I'm not finding anything.
I think we're done, Kieran. I'm getting hungry, sir.
Not finding anything interesting about this.
Are you coming out to eat with us tonight?
Kieran?
Yeah, I think so.
Please, I don't like
Kieran.
We gotta talk, so
we got chatting to do. We got some.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
Some tickety tacking.
Talking. Ugh.
Joey
Ramon
of the Joettes. Joey Joe of the Joettes.
Joey Paxton. Or Bill.
No, this is Joey Ramon, but he was the famous guy.
Wow, Miley Cyrus sure did make out all right. In the jeans department. That's her sister. That
Joey Cyrus?
She's kind of funny looking, isn't she?
She is. She looks like a Siamese cat.
She's got these big eyes. And just, she looks like a cartoon version of her sister. All
right. Well, we'll race.
LunaticRadio.com show.
Man, Bubba Love Sponge coming back at you. They signed him to another 2-year contract.
What?
I thought they were letting him go.
I know. I thought he was done too.
What? How do they? How do they do that? How do we get a contract?
I don't know how Bubba has a contract. Honestly, I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty ignorant to his show. I don't know anything about it. But I've heard enough to know that he annoys me.
He's one of those guys I do turn on every now and then because, A, sometimes he's got...
He's got to have some sort of talent.
Sometimes he's got guests on that I like. Like, he has some MMA fighters or pro wrestlers. He's kind of like the Unholy Matrimony show in that respect.
But isn't he the type of guy that's, like, really...
Like, I only tune in for the guests. But the rest of the time, he annoys me.
Is he very pompous?
Yeah. He's pompous, and he's a fucking idiot.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. That guy's so stupid. And meanwhile, he doesn't know a goddamn thing about anything. Like, all his guys around him are the ones that are smart. Mm. And he's a fucking moron just knows how to mix his voice just right.
Yeah, exactly. That's the catch about Bubba Love Sponge, is that he has, like, his voice is so modulated and based out and blah, blah, blah.
And he talks this... monster game, like he's this tough guy.
Yeah, and he's a fat fuck.
And you're like, shut up.
Hey. The biggest thing that guy did in his career was slaughter that pig.
Yeah.
What?
That's the only thing people know him for.
Yeah, he slaughtered a
and
pig.
And being
in the
friends with
lot.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he did it on the radio, like Miami or some
what
shit.
An idiot. That's like,
slaughtered a pig. Big fun. Shocking. Tell me something else that's shocking, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
Ugh. Bubba the fucking douchebag. And he changed his fucking name to Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have
You're a douche when you change your name to your radio moniker. You don't.
Here's one of the bits he did. He had people in his studio. They ate like a concoction of various laxatives. And then they had him wear diapers. And you can't shit for 2 hours... Or you're just qualified, and at the end of the 2 hours, then you can shit in your diaper, and they'll weigh it.
Riveting.
And the winner gets $500.
$500.
And the best part was that the show...
Larry's truck and tow of...
The show crapped out halfway through.
Did it?
Yeah, and like a big... Like, they were doing construction next door or some shit like that, and they cut a cable and some shit like
no
that
show.
And they cut a cable.
What happened? Is that you?
No, I'm unplugged.
I actually thought you were playing a Bubba the Love Sponge clip.
Sorry.
Josh has a good impression. Bubba the Sponge.
Bubba the Sponge.
Bubba the Sponge. Here's my friend Ned. Come on, Ned. Say something funny, Ned. So wacky.
That's good to me.
Are we done? I'm starving here.
I'm getting stumpy, starving.
I'm still with stumpy. Slippity, sloppity, slip, slop, slop.
Stoop, scoopity doo. We've almost got, 26 people, Rock. We can't.
I don't think they made the people at Cringe Humor aware that we were still on.
What do you mean? Oh.
They kept kicking us off. Oh, well. Well, we're on Cringe Humor, sort of, I guess.
We were.
Yeah. I tried.
All right.
Oh, he gave us the whirly sound signal, so that means we got
to
stop.
No, I wanted you to throw it to the hotties of the week.
Okay, we can do that.
I got mine.
So throw it.
Let's go to the hotties of the week.
All right, I'll put
Horseshoe crab absent.
Let's try it again.
Newscast.com.
Let's go to the hotties of the week.
I don't even know. Whatever. Let's go find him on the internet.
Do you want to fuck me?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, I got my hottie of the week. I knew it is. Hottie of the week time, everybody. This is where we pick a chick from the world entertainment team of the hottie of the week. Pointless segment, but we do it each and every week. You, the people, can chime in. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick, and the reason why I will know there's no Joey Hathaway.
I have mine.
Go ahead, Rock.
Ivanka Trump. You know why?
Why? Is she a millionaire?
Well, no, I mean, she's an attractive lady, but she was on CNBC the other day. She's been taking some sort of class. Like, she's trying to prime herself for a TV move. She was so well-spoken, man.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
She's attractive, yeah. But, man, she was smart, but, she had that professional voice going. Like, she was... she like blended right in with the other people.
She's trying to get her own cable news show.
I think she's got something going. Maybe not news, but something with TV. Like she's been doing something.
CNBC be right up her alley. Her dad's on there a bunch of times.
She was very comfortable and just rock and rolling.
Yeah, I think Josh has got a great hottie of the week. Is that your hottie of the
week? Yes. I'm going with Jessica Simpson.
If anybody hasn't seen that picture of Jessica Simpson sitting on the beach, we don't know if it's fake or not.
Yeah.
But she has a major camel toe thing going on.
Oh, it's so hot because it's wet and it's sticking to her.
That girl's an amusement park.
That's Photoshop!
You know what?
She looks like she's really high maintenance, but I'd fucking eat that meal in a second.
That guy, I just want to nuzzle. I could fall asleep on it. Mm.
I'm going to go with a porn star, actually, for this side of the week. It's kind of a lame choice when you pick a porn star, but I'm going to go with Sunny Lane. Dig Sunny Lane.
Rob's always good with these things. Iga Worldval. I'm going to spell it. Her first name's Iga. I-G-A. Last name, W-Y-R-W-A-L. He's got a picture. I got to see this now.
Dude, that's my bike's going with the nurse from Samurai Cop.
What is she, a webcam girl from the Netherlands? What is that?
That was cute, Karen.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
Is that your Sunny Lane?
Yeah, Sunny Lane's cute.
That one?
Yeah. Well, that's not actually a good picture of her. That's not. She just looks better than that.
How about that one?
She's very, like, curvy. That's what I dig about her.
Who is this?
Sunny Lane.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Porn star.
Pretty good.
I think she's just pretty. That's all.
Wow.
I don't care how good
she is. All right, Cockney, I'll look up Wendy James.
Here's the broad.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Rob. Rob always comes through.
Rob, you're good at this. Hottie of the week thing.
We should just have him do it every week.
She's amazing looking.
And look at the sight he finds her. It's, like, phenomenal.
And those are natural boobs, they look like. They hang right. Wow, she's beautiful.
Rob is really good at this. What's her name? How do you say this?
How's her ass? I'm always about the ass, though. I like a round, big butt.
Look at her. She's all comfortable.
She looks real tall.
Yeah. Nice, Karen. She's real tall. All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, thank you.
Big Patty Oz, Stacey Keebler, Goodnight Cockney. Oh, that's not somebody. Joey Nicole Smith. All right, we got it.
Morgan Webb coming in from Wild Hook. The Wendy's girl from Wild Hook. Joey Nicole Smith.
Morgan Webb from Wild Hawk? That might be a good lookup.
April Scott, Honey of the Week, Bomb Hamptons. All right, everybody, thank you. We're going to do that contest. Win a gift from Wonder Bros. Email us. Well, leave a review on iTunes. If you leave a review on iTunes, email us at the show at lunaticradio.com, letting us know you left a review. We'll enter you into the contest. This is a great contest. You can win a painting from our talented listener and friend of the show, Holy Schnikes. He'll paint you whatever you want if you win this contest. What we're going to do is once you email us, we'll enter you into the drawing to win the contest or painting of whatever you like. We're going to pick from a hat eventually. Once we feel like we get enough applicants, entries into this contest, we're going to pick a winner.
Wonder Bros!
I think we all have a number in our head we want to get to before we pick a winner.
1,000!
All right.
And a big thank you to the Wonder Bros for the wonderful paintings I received.
Yeah, they are fucking great.
Phenomenal.
Holy Schnikes, wonderbros.com. Everybody, go check it out. I was actually showing my mom and dad his layout when I was out in Arizona. He's a fucking talented dude. All right, everybody. We'll see you. See you next week. Hang in there, 2009. We'll see what happens.